So, Birshas Rebbe. Each time I've been asked about the topic is Isurei Yavnin, which are the prohibitions, you know, broadly speaking, between the Yavnin and the Yavamos. And what I mean by that is the Isur that exists post Chalitza to the Chalutza and the Tzaros, as well as the Isur that persists to the Tzaros in the aftermath of Yibam. They're two separate, at least by default, those are two separate Isurim. So each time I've been asked about the topic, I indulge myself in giving the whole thing. I'm very connected, you know, to the topic choice, and calling it, you know, Isurei Yavnin. And it's not at all for convenience, because I invariably have to explain to people, like, what in the world, you know, is Isurei Yavnin? I've never seen that, you know, in a siman or in a whatever. So I have to explain it. But it's also not just like a way to organize some of the different Isurim that I'm trying to speak about. But I really think that, you know, it reflects, you know, something, you know, bigger about the relationship between these two Isurim. On the one hand, like, my objective is really to focus on these Isurim and the other ones, you know, that emerge from a discussion of those, and to focus on them and to treat them with the rigor each one requires. But I also think that there's an important issue that kind of runs through the entire sugya that you can't really fully relate to each one without the other, and to understand the views that the Rishonim take on each individual Isser, it really requires you to relate to their view on the other one as well. So while some, you know, undoubtedly, you know, think that the Isser post-Chalitza is one thing and the Isser post-Yibum is another, many connect them and see them, you know, as united. In some cases, it's just for technical reasons. They just literally are the same exact Isser. And possibly, even if they're not exactly the same, it could be that together, you know, they kind of tell a story. They represent something larger about the nature of the mitzvah of Yibum more generally. So despite the initial confusion, I hope, you know, if anything else, the Chabura is my attempt to justify the choice in calling the Chabura Isurei Yavnin, you know, in particular. Even if that means I have to explain it every single time, but not to any of you. Okay, so the first thing really to start with is that there's like this assumption behind the whole sugya. I'm talking about the Isurim that exist to the Tzaros, etc., is that when there are multiple wives to the mace, so, you know, what exactly is the obligation, the responsibility of the brothers who are alive in addressing, you know, the various wives? It's an important issue. And that, of course, you know, it's much later in the Masechta, but it's a very important issue. As Rebbe pointed out, even though it's later in the Masechta, it's the very first klal in the Rambam and Perish HaMishnayos. And that it's really a Mishnah that starts on Gimel Mevez in the Gemara, Amin Dal Amalal. So she's going to go through it. We're going to read it relatively cursorily right now. But we're going to be constantly relating to it, you know, through the course of the discussion. I just want to make sure, like, we have it down. So the Mishnah says in the bottom of Gimel Mevez, at source number 2, Misha hayanasu ilishtei nashim, umis, biasa ochalitzasa shal achas mehen poteres tsarasa. Very important principle. And already, if you look in the Ramban and all the Rishonim following, they kind of point out that this just is initially like a very, it needs to be explained. You know, why wouldn't you have to address all the wives, you know, in the obligation of Yibum? If you could address any of them, you know, potentially you should have to address all of them. And the Ramban even, you know, has like this very evocative, you know, comparison. He says, you know, if someone's married to two wives, you can't use two get, one get, you know, to divorce both wives. So why should you be able to get away with one chalitza or yibum? And this is what colors the entire Shaka Vitaria Amen Dalid Amen Aleph, trying to struggle with why exactly we suffice, one is just adequate. So the Gemara first suggests why, you know, why only one? Vini yabein litarvayu. Why not do yibum to both of them? Amar Rav Chiya bar Ava, we're at least talking on a case where there are two wives. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ava, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Akra, Asher lo yivne, as Beis Achiv. In the context of the parsha of the Chalitza, so we talk about the Choletz, we say he was Lo Yivne as Beis Achiv. Vayis Echad, Hu Bone, Ve'eno Bone, Shnei Batim. Beis Achiv sounds like it's only referring, it only has only one wife, one bias. So the Gemara says, okay, you can't do Yivam to both, but let's do Chalitza to both. V'nachlo Zitar, Vayu Amar Marzutra, Bar Tuvia, Amar Kra, Beis Chalut Hanal, Bayis Echad, very similar to the Bayis Echad Hu Bone, Bayis Echad Hu Choletz, Ve'eno Choletz, Shnei Batim. So we've eliminated the possibility of doing a double Yivam or a double Chalitza. And so now the Gemara attempts the other potential combinations, although we'll see there's a machlokas rishonim whether the next one really should be preserved in the text. Mara says, v'niyabim l'chada v'nachlots l'chada. So do yibam to one and then chalitza to the second. Amar kra. Did I skip one? No, it's the fourth one? Yeah. What? Oh, it's not in the Gemara. Okay, that's a good point. So there are only three here, but there's a question. Whether there's the fourth one is actually in the Gemara. Thank you, Abami. V'niyadim l'chada v'nachlots l'chada.
That one we have.
No. Yeah. I'm reading inside the Gemara. Im lo yachbots ha'chafed yabim kol ola yivim ola chalitza kol she'en ola yivim ola chalitza. So if you did yivim to the first one, you can't do chalitza to the second as a function of the fact that we know you can't do yivim. If you can't do yivim to the second, kol she'en ola yivim ola chalitza. Okay, fine. We'll discuss that also as we go on. The Od, very interesting. You already have a reason to say no chalitza, but the Gemara gives another just explanation, seemingly a gedera banan one. The Od shlo yomru bayis miktsaso banui miktsaso chalitza. You do yivim to the first chalitza to the second, like just a very strange. It's almost like an absurdity. You know, you did yivim to the first chalitza to the second. Kind of what is that? So that would be another reason, not to have chalitza to the second wife. Ela dilma. So we have it. Ela dilma chalitz. So maybe you should do chalitza. This is the fourth option. Do chalitza to the first, and then yivam to the second. So v'kamlei below yivne. Okay, so you can't do yivam to the second because once you did chalitza to the first, we have this problem of post chalitza. You're not being able to go forward with yivam because of lo yivne. Oh. That is obviously something that is very significant for us. The fact that in the aftermath of Chalitza, there'd be a prohibition of Lo Yivne. In this case, obviously, the Isser of Lo Yivne is being applied to the Tzara, to the second wife. I'm not going to continue reading, but the continuation of the Gemara is basically saying, okay, so none of the combinations work. You can't do double Yivam, double Chalitza, Yivam, Chalitza, Chalitza, Yivam. So then the Gemara kind of like, I think, because it's still like, okay, but how could you really not address either of the wives? So Gemara says, okay, so maybe Yivam only exists when there's one woman. But if there's two, if you can't do something to either, to both, maybe there's just no Yivam at all. At a minimum, I just think this really reflects the Gemara's, trouble with the idea that you're only going to relate, to one of the wives. So this is the Gemara, Amem Dal Ramav, and as I said, we'll continue to return to it. But I just think it's necessary background to understand the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, that will be our focus. So if you turn and to source number one in the packets, or Yudam Abayz in the Gemara, we have this machlokes, which we saw already in Jed's Chabura, between Yochanan Reish Lakish about the Chalutzaso, the Tzaras Chalutza. Let's start with the Itmar. Mara says, Itmar. Acholetz liyavimto v'chazer v'kitcha amar Reish Lakish. So what happens? So you do chalitza to one of the women, and then the cholaitz is chazer v'kitcha amar Reish Lakish. Just I'll already point out the Gemara chooses to talk about a case where the cholaitz does kiddushin to the chalutza. Dafka he does kiddushin. Amar Reish Lakish, hu ein chayiv al ha-chalutza, kares, ve'achin chayavin al ha-chalutza, kares, al ha-tzara, bein hu, u bein ha-achin chayavin al ha-tzara, kares. That basically, everything is in Isser kares, except between the cholitz and the chalutza, which is a lot. We'll just read the Gemara, and then we'll return back to it and try to break it down. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, bein hu, u bein ha-achin, that everyone is belav, both the achin to the tzaros, everybody is belav. There's no iser kares. Mark continues to basically explain my time in the reshlagish amar kroshal yivne kevin shlavan shuvlo yivane iu the kavlo yivne aval achiv kidekaimi kaimi vaala di dahu the kavlo yivne hatzara kidekaimi kaimi. The iser reshlach remains for the between the achin and the tzaros and the and between the avin and the tzaros. And only the only lav exists between they who were actually involved in the ma'isa chalitza, the cholitz, and the chalutza. Oh. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mi'ik amidi to mi'ikar," a very important phrase. Ibai hai chalitz, ibai hai chalitz, ibai the high chalitz, ibai high chalitz. Fahash the koyala bekares. Eleihu shlichusa the achin kaavid, ihi shlichusa the tzara kaavda. So there's no, it sounds like, there's no, the Isra Ishasach is not at least operative in this case, and we're just dealing with the Isra Lav of Lo Yidna. And the Gemara continues, we're not going to read it, just to, you know, the questions back and forth between, you know, the Shitas Rav Yochanan and Shitas Reish Lakish. So initially, in terms of understanding the Machlokes, yeah. The more you think, if we think about what happened to the Yisra Eishasach and Yivam, the more you think that the Eishasach is the Chuya, and it's only the mitzvah of Yivam that overrides. So the more what you're going to expect is that, again, this we spoke about this in one of the earlier Chaburas, the more you're going to expect that what remains, frankly, in all the cases, even between the Cholitz and the Chalutza, especially if we're talking about Chalitz and not even Yivam, is going to be in Isser Eishas Ach. And in fact, which is interesting to note, is that the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos, I think I included it here, in source number 3, actually says that that's exactly, you know, what happens according to Rabbi Akiva. Rambam, source number 3, basically says that in the aftermath of Chalitza, everyone, all the wives are be Isser Eishas Ach, including the Chalutza. Rambam in source number 3 basically says that Das Rabbi Akiva, Shesover ein kiddushin tovsin bechalutza levi sheladaito kishin nechlitza naisis erva kemo shahisa kodem misas achiv ein halacha krevi akiva. And this Rambam created it for sure, you know, to say the least, a stir. You know, but in part, you know, there's something to think about. In the Gemara itself on in Beis and Beis, just pointing out, has like a very evocative language. It doesn't just say that there's no tfisas kiddushin by the chalutza because it's a lav. And according to Rabbi Akiva, "Ein kiddushin tovsin bechayve lav," and that's initially the Gemara says. But then you have this phrase when the Gemara quotes the Raisa of Rebbe that "ledivrei Rabbi Akiva he was ose chalutza ke'erva." So that doesn't mean that what the Rambam says. It could just mean that for Rabbi Akiva, you plug in chayve lavin to chayve krisas erva, and fine. And we've seen that, you know, more than once. You know, even just in Maseches Yevamos alone. But, you know, just, I don't know, when I read that line, I thought it was like a very curious thing. It sounds like he's Oseh Chalutza Erva, not that Chalutza is alive. But either way, that's not really the point right now. But either way, the point is, like, you would default assume that, you know, as troubling as the Rambam is on one level, because it's not like the Gemara, makes a lot of sense if you have like a very, like a super, not the way Rebbe means it, but like a very super Dechuya approach to the whole, you know, the whole mitzvah of Yivam. So how exactly would you explain the lav between the choletz and the chalutza, like if you really did hold that there was a, that this whole thing is the chuya? So that gets to an interesting question. Again, it's really not my focus now to speak so much about hujra the chuya, except in so much as it'll help us like understand the geder of these lavim, the identity of these lavim better. But you could have said, you know, that even if the Eishasach is in Paka from the Sha'as Misa, that maybe, you know, the Chalitza is Matir, or the Chalitza is Mafkia, so that the Cholet L'Chalutza, so there's no Eishasach, and only this other Isser of Lo Yivne, which we still have to attempt to define, which is kind of what the Ramban and those following in the Sugya Amem Dalet basically suggest at some point for Reish Lakish, that while it's dechuya, you know, all the other brothers are kiddekaimi kaimi, the chalitza In their case, it's probably more is matir rather than mafkia. Is matir the iser eishes ach, and that is paka, and all that remains is the iser of lo yivne. Yushalmi has, like, in its own way, a suggestion like this as well. It's a little bit different, whereby you know the iser eishes ach remains, but what happens is that basically by doing chalitza, she becomes like this ishto shel cholets. And and that kind of takes away, at least for the cholates, the iser kares, etc. It's an interesting Yerushalmi. If I have time, maybe I'll get back to it. Okay, good. But Tosvos takes the approach that the Eishes Ach remains completely, not only between the Achin and all of the wives, but also between the cholates and the chalutza. And that's exactly, and this is what's important, you know, so what exactly then is this lav? If really the Eishes Ach remains completely, there's no matir or mafkia going on, so what's the lav? Why doesn't he just say, like the Perish HaMishnayos? So they come up with this big chiddush, this like Zeres HaKasev of Nituk, which downgrades a bona fide Isser of Eishes Ach to the Isser Eishes Ach, but without the Karis. Which is a very interesting phenomenon that you have, you know, the Isser Eishes Ach. That is what the Hagdara of the Isser seems to be, but not Bekaris, but only Belav. Rav Shechter, when he gave his Chavura, compared it to the Isser Chamoso La'achar Misas Ishto, which is not Besreifa according to Rabbi Akiva. I think that is he said that he thinks that's how we paskin. Although there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis that I think many of us saw, we recall very fondly to the beginning of the Masechta, the machlokes Rashi Tosis whether the iser that persists is a chiyuv misa or just a lav ba'alma. Tosis seems to think that it is an iser a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv kares. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Just no misas bezdin, no iser, no sreifa. But Rashi thinks it's just a lav ba'alma, some other iser. I think it's an interesting, comparison. But you have to think about more. That's la'achar misa, obviously. That's one kind of thing because, the relationship has been changed by the misa of your wife. The relationship between, you and your mother-in-law has changed with the misa of your wife. Here, what we're talking about is not the misa of the brother. We're talking about post-chalitza. We're downgrading, the Isser Kares of Eishes Ach to the lav. So you have this big chiddush. So you have to think about that comparison. But that is what Rav Shechter compared to when he was talking about Nituk in the Chabur in a different context. What's important for us now is that this is what the Geder, the Isser is a diluted Eishes Ach. And that's what we're dealing with. It's not something new, not something different. And when we speak about the Isser Chalutza, that's really what we're speaking about. We're not speaking about the Isser Chalutza so much. We're speaking about the Isser Eishes Ach. They think this for Reish Lakish, the lav part for Reish Lakish. We're not really thinking so much about the Karis right now, between the Cholitz and the Chalutza. And they also, as we'll see, understand Rav Yochanan this way as well, that the Isser between all of the parties is really an Isser Eishes Ach, but just downgraded to a lav instead of Karis, which they didn't have to do. But we'll see that shortly. Tosas are explicit about that, though, on Tosas, on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, and even more. Come again?
Why didn't they have to do that in Rav Yochanan?
I'll explain, but I think you could be mechalik between... Rav Yochanan, you merely might have just said they're all alav, and none of them are Bikari, so maybe what's happening is you have Lakutra for Rav Yochanan. Tosas could have said, listen, according to Reish Lakish, that's what I mean. They could have understood that the lav is not a lowered down Eishes Ach. Exactly. But I'm glad you raised that point. I mean, I'll get back to it. But, Tosas are like so in on the Dechuya thing that they even read Rav Yochanan as maintaining Eishes Ach, even though I'll just add this. This is like I'll get back to this. I like this a lot. For the Rashba on Mem Aleph, the line of, me, Ika Midi, that you, Ibai Hai, he thinks that is like the strongest formulation, I wouldn't say in Shas, but at least in the Masechta for Hutra. Like for him, like he brings that up, he's not talking about our Gemara, but he invokes it, agav his discussion, to say like, this is Ein Lecha Hutra, Gedola Mi, this formulation, and nevertheless, Tosos decide to say, like, no, even Rabbi Yochanan, who we're still dealing with, is like an Isra Yishzach, but just downgraded because of the, you know, the Lav, or the Chalitza, or the Yibam. Ah, oh, okay, good. Fine. Good. Okay, so just some indications of like this this view. You know, the Tosas have like a like disproportionate to the other Rishonim, or maybe exclusively, have this extreme concern with the availability of the Makar of Lo Yivne. Again, we're sticking to Yudam Abayz Isser of you know, post Chalitza. They have this concern. They have this long Tosas over here on the sources. I'll join everybody with the sources. The source is in source number 5 in the second Tosas. So they have this little like arichas, you know, where they, you know, they take out, you know, they're troubled by the girsa and the Gemara that says, you know, do chalitza and then do yibum. And the Gemara says you can't do that because of lo yivne, which sounds like, you know, lo yivne. yeah. So they're concerned basically by this problem. If you look in the Tosas over here, it sounds like mashma de lo aiser kra de lo yivne ela itzterich de lo lachlo tzachad yavn lachada. It sounds like the Gemara over there is using the lav not to teach me that there's an iser, but that there's a ptur. That if you do chalitza to one, you can't then do yibum to the second. So Tosos are very troubled by that. They're troubled by us using that mucker for the ptur, because then it's not opened up, it's not freed to teach us nituk. I'm not going to go through the whole Tosas now, but the other Rishonim are really not as troubled by this problem. I'm not going to say they don't care at all, but it's interesting if you go through the Tosas here and then again on Yud Aleph, which we'll get to, that's like their main problem. Like, is the Pasuk that we're trying to use for the Nituk freed up? And I think that's Lashitasam because, you know, the more what you're looking at is this like special Chiddush HaTorah, this Gzeiros HaKasuv, you know, that downgrades, you know, from Karis Lav, you need like a Gzeiros HaKasuv to teach you that. The more what you look at this as like more like a Giloy Milsa, that there's some Isser, you know, going on, I don't know, again, I think it's always an objective question, how you deal with the availability of Makoros. But it's less problematic, I would say, to use the Mucker, you know, for the Ptur, and maybe for the Isser, if you don't think there's like this major Chiddush of downgrading, you know, the Isser Kares to the Isser Lav, you know, that Tosvos are attempting to do. I'll get back to that when I speak about, you know, the view of the other Rishonim, but like you really see it, like even when the Ramban and the Rashba, and they all quote Tosvos, they don't even like really relate to this particular issue. You see it here on Yud Amud Beis, you'll see it on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and then again in Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, when Tosvos are talking about whether the girsa of chalitza v'achakach yibum is in the is it their position is to take it out. They basically say, so now you have the krud de lo yibne aiser l'kididarshin on perakama l'natek hachalutza mikaris lav. Really, without that, you're not going to be able to take something from Mr. Karis lav. Like that's the chiddush it has to teach. That's push point number one. I think what's very interesting is in the previous Tosus in source number 5. So the Gemara basically on Yud Amud Beis says that post chalitza, so the cholitz is mekadesh, the chalutza, and then you get this machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, correct? On Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, when the Gemara says yibum, the yavam does yibum to the yavama, and we're going to get a similar machlokas, not initially between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, but eventually, Gemara says what happens? Not that the yavam was not that the brothers or the Yavam were Mekadesh, the Tzaros, but Ba ala Tzaros. In other words, the Isser, the Maisa Avera in the two different, in the Gemaras are different. On Yud Amud Beis it's Kiddushin. That's what the Cholets did. And on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, it's Bia. It's just objectively an interesting question. Tosos on over here, on source number 5, deal with it. And it said the most clearly, it's even like just formulated, you know, most explicitly even in the Tosas Rush, but I think it's already what Tosas mean. It's like, why did the Gemara decide to speak about the Isser, you know, in two different, wait, in two different cases, two different, you know, modes? Like, just do Kidesh by both or Bia by both? So there are a bunch of answers given to this question, all very important. Tosas Yeshanim, Tosas Rush give his own answer. But it's interesting. Is that the Avera, like Kiddush? Is that possible? It should have said Ba Cholet Achalutasa. So Tosu's answer basically Lav Dafka is, you know, the Kiddush in the Gemara, more or less. And he doesn't say that the Gemara says Kiddush because there's an Isser to be Makadesh, for the Cholet to be Makadesh, the Chalutza, etc., etc., and the brothers for Yochanan. But he says, no, you know, the Gemara could have taught the case, you know, of where the Achin, you know, were Ba on the Chalutza or the Tzaros. Gemara could have discussed that case, because really, of course, you know, the Isser here we're talking about is an Isser Bia, not an Isser of Kiddushin. We'll see that this, I just think this kind of question, I'm already, like, throws in, you know, in together, you know, this Isser post Chalitza and the Isser post Yibam. Is the Mechayev the same? Is the Isser the same? So Tosfos are saying it is. This, of course, is going to be an Isser Bia. For Tosfos, that's very Lishitasa. Before I read into the Tosfos, why? Because if what we're talking about is an Isser Eishazach, it's Arayos. Okay, it's not Kares, but it's a Lav of Eishazach. By Arayos, everyone agrees that the Isser is to be bald. There's no Tzvizas Gidushin. It's just Baal Lechud. In the Machlokes, and Ayin Ches, very important Machlokes, Abaye and Rava, Kideshu Baal. So Abaye and Rava have a Machlokes there. And then the Rishonim debate, you know, about the scope of Kideshu Baal. Rambam famously is very expansive. He thinks by all chayv elav and you need Kideshu Baal. Most Rishonim assume that Kideshu Baal is limited to the Yisurei Kahuna. Fine. But even without being Mesiache, and we'll get back to that, but even without being Mesiache to that particular issue, if you think what you're dealing with is an Isser Erva, is a Lav, so of course, you know, the Isser is going to be Bia. Kideish Lechud is not going to do anything. And you probably also don't need Kideish Ubal. Although that I'm a little bit less sure about, but I think Tosos would say that all you just need is Bia. I think from the end of the Tosos, it's very clear they just need Bia. What's a little bit problematic, and if you look on Yudam and Aleph, so Tosos have the same exact kind of thing. When they're talking about Rabbi Yehuda says that there's an Isser Alav Banusas Aviv, and the Gemara is talking about like how you have a case like that. It's de whatever, you know. And so Tosfos basically point out that you could have a case of Anusas Aviv if what you have if you're Mekadesh the Anusas Aviv. In other words, Tosfos say there's no Isser to be Mekadesh Anusas Aviv. He points out even according to Abai, who says that Kidesh Lechud is an Avera, Abai on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. So by Anusas Aviv, because it's Lo Yigale, the Kibitoras and Isser Erva, so Bia, Kiddush is not going to be the Isser, but Bia. That's what they say also in Yerav. They're concerned like with this issue. The only trouble I have, yeah, in Tosis, what?
Tosis said, Tosis is Mokker because the Russian.
Okay, yeah. So the only thing I'm bothered by, yeah, 100%. The thing I'm troubled a little bit by is like there seems to be this, it's problematic anyway, to be honest, the Tosis, but it also poses a problem, you know, to what I'm suggesting. All Tosis needed to say was, Bia is the Isser, it's an Isser Bia, because it's Eishazach. But instead they are Mesiaches to the Sugi and Kiddushin, and they bring a Raya, I'm going to call it a Raya, from Machzir, Grushasa. Tosus, let's read the Tosus. V'leg l'mem v'dnagav v'chazav v'kitsh l'ashmir and duwey nochay v'alchalut z'kareth av'alav ikal v'hisha kitsh. Of course, Kiddushin. You know, you're not avar v'kiddushin. D'yamina v'kiddushin modim v'machzir gerushaso shem kidesh v'lo baal she'en loke derech binyin bayis asra Torah. Derech binyin bayis, obviously referring to lo yivne. Of by chalitza. The problem is, and then they basically go on to continue, like why they talk Kiddush, because it's just about the Nefila Le'ibum, etc., and the Tfisas Kiddushin. But V'hu Adin, D'mati Leminkad V'chazar U'Bahalea Echad Min Ha'ach, and that would have been fine. Reish Lakish would have said, that's an Isser Kares, and Rav Yochanan would have said, that's an Isser Lab, B'biya L'chud. The problem that Rav Orbowski is pointing out is that Tosos seemed to feel the need to bring a Raya from Master Grushaso. It's troubling on many levels, the Master Grushaso comparison. If all Tosas is saying, and I'll explain why. If all Tosas is saying is there's this Manda Amar Abaye in Kiddushin who has a strong view that Kidesh Lechud is a problem, and even Abaye would agree over here, and that's all Tosas are doing, so fine. It would be a little bit, you know, gratuitous, But you could understand they're just even covering their bases. Even Abaye, the most like extreme Shita, is saying that here, Bia Lechud, Sagi, and Kidesh Lechud is not enough. But if you don't want to, if you want to be a little bit more, you know, medayek, you have to kind of wonder, and again, and just to point out, the Tosas on Yudam Aleph does the same thing. Like, even according to Abaye, who says Kidesh, will agree that by Anusas Aviv, it's Baal. What? Yeah, exactly. So that's very possible. It's honestly, like, this is very unlike me, but it's kind of my preference. And it's not because I didn't think very long and hard about the Maser Grushaso thing. But either way, Tosa said it. So we need to try to understand it. The Raya from Maser Grushaso is very curious. The Maharam Lublin already points out that there's no such Gemara. Gemara in Kiddushin, you can look as hard as you want. Never says Derech Binyan Bayis Asra Torah. There's no pasuk to that end by Machzer Grushaso, by Machzer Chalutzaso. Interesting formulation. By Machzer Chalutzaso, there is that's not in the Gemara. It doesn't appear in the Gemara. Not Machzer Chalutzaso. Not the pasuk of Lo Yivne and Derech Binyan Bayis Asra Torah. I'll even just add. So what the Maharam Lublin points out is that Tosos are just saying that mid the Machzer Grushaso Nishma. You know, le machzir chalutzasa. We'll just call it, you know, for argument's sake. That the same way over there we require, everyone agrees. All the you're showing them as well that by machzir grushaso you need both kidesh and baal. In other words, neither one alone is enough because the pasuk says lo yuchal lashuv lekachta liyoslo liisha or something like that. What is it? Right, exactly like that. So you have lekacha liyoslo liisha kicha. And Isha, Bia, so you need Kiddushin and Bia. So they're saying that the same thing is true in Machzir Grushaso, you also need Bia. But the problem is that the Derech Binyan Asra Torah in the Gemara is not brought as a raya that you need Bia and that Kiddushin Lechud Lo Sagi. It's actually a raya in the Gemara why you Bia Lechud by Machzir Grushaso is not enough. And that you need Kiddush because Derech Kicha, Derech Likuchin Asra Torah. So there's a lot going on with like the girsa in the Tosos. That's Aleph. And Bay is like, it's also just a curious thing. Like, is I was speaking before about this, the Machlokas Rishonim in general by Chayve Lavin and Kideshu Boal. So the Rambam, as far as I know, is again the most expansive when it comes to Kidesh Ubohal. We'll see it in Isurei Bia Perek Desvav and other places as well. He applies it beyond the Isurei Kahuna. And most limited to the Isurei Kahuna. Grusha, Chalutza, Grusha, Zona, Chalala, etc. So what's the Tosos? It's like the Tosos in general, like are they implying that, you know, this need for Bia, that Bia Lechud, you violate the law, is like a special din in Machzer Grushaso? It's like a little bit tamua. It sounds like they're bringing a raya that Bia, Sagi, by Machzer Chalutzaso, from Machzer Grushaso, but I don't know. Is Machzer like? Is there something special that Machzer Grushaso? Do Tosafos in general think, that Bia is not the Mechayev? Like it's a very strange thing.
It's a closer comparison to other things,
right?
Right.
Meaning?
Meaning both you had previous.
No, but what do they think about? No, I understand that. That's my next one. But I don't understand what Tosafos is trying to bring a raya that Kidesh alone. Not a chiyuv. So, I guess I'm just restating the point. But what's Tosafos Shita in general? Like, if they think that in general Bia works by Chayve Lavin, so what are they saying? Are they saying that the requirement of Bia Machzer Grushaso is a separate?
He's not talking about Bia alone.
It's.
He is. He's saying that Kidesh alone is not enough.
Right. That's not the same question.
No, but in the end of the day, it seems like he thinks that Bia Lechud would work. Just when he says in the end, he says Biba Ala Achin. Again, I'm not 100% sure, but it sounds like at the end he's saying you would violate it with Bia alone, and the Gemara could have just said Ba Achin al Chalutza. You see at the end? No, is that wrong? At the end, he says Hu Adin to have a Matzil Minkat the Chazer Ubahala Echad Min Achin. So again, I it's an open question. I'm not 100% sure, but if they do think that Bia Lechud Sagi. I just think that would be interesting. It would almost like be implying that Tosos are trying to create a connection between, like, the requirement of Bia.
That's true. That's not what I'm trying to prove. That's fine.
Right. No, yeah. All he's trying to prove in the line is that Kiddush alone is not enough. I agree. But I'm just pointing out that there are a lot of problems, because in the Gemara, that line is also used to prove why you need Kiddusha, not why you need Bia. What?
A different line.
No, that line of Derech Likuchen, Derech Binyan.
That line is correct. Those made up a line. I'm saying those
are
the damage to Leo Saisha. Right? He's Medamet this.
Ah, to Leo Saisha.
He's saying that
right. Okay. Okay, yeah, either way, this is not really also my point so much, but I'm just, I just think it's an interesting comparison. It does make you wonder a little bit if the Yisod of the Isser, I think this is what Rebbe was alluding to, of Machzir Chalutza, so could be the same, this is what Tosfos is trying to say, as Machzir Grusha. So there's a relationship between, you know, the Grusha, and Tosfos is saying, also to the Chalutza. It's objectively, you know, like a very legitimate, you know, a possibility in theory. I'm just pointing out that it's problematic, and that, you know, the overwhelming evidence in general is that Tosos, what we're dealing with, is a lava of Arayos, and a lava without the Kares, so presumably you'd be Avar to be a Lechud. But it's definitely possible. I think that's, I'm leaving that as an open question. I'm not totally sure how to resolve that, but I am acknowledging that I think the comparison to Machzir Grusha also is a little bit of a wrinkle, a little bit of a problem. Yeah. Yeah.
According to what lab is, okay, someone's Baal Chutzos, what lab is your? He's over
Ishtak. Yeah, that's what I'm arguing.
For Tosos.
Yeah.
Tosos never says that.
That's what I'm arguing.
Then you have a problem.
And I'm saying I'm also saying that's why they're saying it's Bia, and the answer is Bia.
Again, you're the Tosos, you're
what?
Tosos doesn't say.
Tosos says in all the other Tososes that we're dealing with is Israel Ishtak. I'm pointing out that Tosos over here say that the
which words? It says it's monotic.
Yeah, the way I understand
it. No, I agree. It sounds like it's
this is what I'm arguing.
More precise. It sounds like it starts in Ishtak.
Right.
It doesn't emphasize that. And where is and where is that? And the words in Chumash that describe that lab,
no, I think for that, I think that's like a lot of things. Sometimes you have like Gilui Milsa from other places.
Okay,
that are monotic, that change the...
But they also might change together with it also.
Maybe, but
I... Have to look at the source, but Torah describes it, and that...
It could be. Again, if not for the Machzir Grushasa thing, I would also just say, like, their quickness, like, their easiness with which to say, like, you know, this is in Isserbia, you know... Again, I agree the Machzir Grushasa point is difficult, but I think it's difficult anyway. I'm just pointing out that for them, the notion that, you know, the Gemara is Lav Dafka, it's not Kiddush, which I think for other Rishonim, they're going to say it is Kiddush Dafka. But their willingness to say that it's Baal, I think that would be consistent, but I do acknowledge that the Master Grushasa point is difficult. Yeah.
Is Rebbe suggesting that
yeah, I don't know what the issue would be.
When Jen and I first learned the Tosfos, we assumed it was a new thing, and then we saw that the right definition is close to the rub that he thought it was the way that Josh was saying. So, like,
I'm saying.
Yeah, correct.
I just think that's what that means, but we could speak about it, you know. Okay, so, okay, good.
Where are we on the page?
Okay, so, okay, let's skip this. So I also think of how they relate to Tzaras Yavama just ends up, you know, coming out very lishitasam. So let's turn our attention to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Itmar, Haba al Yivama, Uba, Echad min ha'achin, al tzarasa. Note again, the Lashon of Uba, Tamabia, Pligiba, Rav Acha, v'Ravina. Chad Amar Bekares, V'chad Amar Be'aseh. So the Gemara records this machlokes about Saras Yivama between Rav Acha and Ravina. Manda Amar Bekares, Kiresh Lakish, U'manda Amar Be'aseh Kirev Yochanan. I think it's interesting and not so obvious that the Gemara makes this connection. You have this machlokes between Rav Acha and Ravina, and the Gemara is saying that Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish line up perfectly on both levels. On the Reish Lakish level, so we know that in the aftermath of Chalitza, Reish Lakish thinks that the Yisra Reish Asach, they're still the Yisra Kares. But it's not at all obvious that after one of the brothers does Yibum, that he would say the same thing. The Gemara is obviously assuming that we don't make a distinction between, you know, Hutra in the aftermath of Chalitza and Hutra in the aftermath of Yibam. Not all Rishonim agree. I think, you know, there's evidence in the Meiri. The Yerushalmi is explicit about this. The Gemara, like the Yerushalmi, kind of like retorts back, you know, at one point, like, you know, don't say that, you know, Mali Chalitza, Mali Yibam, because like they're really very different. Over there, it's kind of saying that, you know, Chalitza might be a Petur. It might just be Matir, the Yivam Lashuk, and the Eish HaSach will remain. But that Yibum, you know, would be much more than that. Yibum's like a Kinyan. It's not exactly the same thing, you know, but I think it's definitely an open question, you know, that, you know, whether Yibum, like, really has to have the same effect for Eish Lakish that Chalitza does, but the Gemara is clearly assuming that. But I think it's also very interesting, you know, on the Rav Yochanan level. Not that there's no Isser Kares anymore. That, I think, for sure, if Rav Yochanan's going to say that about, you know, post-Chalitza, he's also going to say that, you know, about post-Ibum. But just like the Aseh, you know, so we know that Rav Yochanan holds that there's a lav, you know, for Avlo Yevne, when, you know, you do Chalitza, you know, for the brother, for the Cholets, and for the brothers. But like, does it follow from there that he has to hold that there is a Naseh, you know, in the aftermath of Tzaras Yivama? Like, Mehechatesi, that like they would be Hava Hatalia. It's like just I think a very important question to ask on the Shach of Atari. Moreover, it is just very surprising. The Meiri points this out. The Gemara just says Aseh. Come again?
Or just as she tells it, it's not
Bikari. That's fine. If that's the shot, then that's great. That's an answer to my question. I'm fine with that. But if the Gemara, to the extent the Gemara is saying that Rav Yochanan will adopt the Aseh, I'm just wondering if, like, does it follow from saying, I'm wondering, and I'm also, you know, I have an opinion about it, but does it follow if you hold of Lo Yivne that you're also going to hold of this Aseh, whatever it is? Which leads me, you know, seamlessly into question number two. One more second, Zaki. It is very surprising that the Gemara does not identify the Aseh. Meiri points this out, he asks it as a question. Mara just spent on Yudam Abeis a whole Arichas. Talks about Lo Yivne for Reish Lakish, for Rav Yochanan, to not identify the Aseh, so we know, the Rishonim debated because of that. Rashi, the Rambam. But it is strange that the Gemara doesn't mention an Aseh, and I want to, you know, try to get back to that. Right now I'm just making observations on this part of the Gemara before we return to our laser focus on Shitas HaTosos. Zaki, yeah.
I didn't think of that in your question, but think about it now. You mentioned it.
Please.
Does make sense that Rav Yochanan has to hold an Aseh, because the Aseh is also not. So if you say it like that, I mean, Tosos is going to hold this a lot, but if Tosos holds in Rav Yochanan, that's all that I need to go, so, right? So it makes sense that the Gemara is told that. So it's the only way to get down from a car is if you have something else.
Right.
So it makes sense that
Gemara is told. Right. 100%. Yeah, 100%. Like, you can't have kares without something modifying the... Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. This is exactly where we're going. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, good. So, yeah. So, Tosus, over here on Yod Aleph and Aleph, again, you know, the Isser is Lishitasam, you know, Eishas Ach. I think that is the you know, that's the Isser, but the Nitak from the Kares Talat. And again, they just did not have to say this at all. I'm just repeating the point I made at the beginning. You know, they could have said that Hanicha after Chalitza, you know, there's no Hutra, but maybe Ibum is Matir. The Isher Zach could have gone away. They could have very well said it, but they stuck to their guns. Bein the Rav Yochanan, bein the Reish Lakish. You know, the Eser Eish Azach is Eser Eish Azach. You know, it's like standing in place, you know, and you can't do anything about it. It's just nituk from the kares to the lot. I think a very interesting aura, and this may if this convinces you a little bit more, then great. But so if you notice in the Tosis when they're talking about it, Chad Amar, so they say Kain Geres Azakuntris, Uperish Bekuntris. They just quote Rashi on the Asay Bayis Echad Ubone Veino Bone Shnei Batim. We'll remember from Imdalid. V'lav Haba Miklal Asay. Rashi is expanding, you know, on the Gemara Memdal. V'kasha says Tosis. Kevan the Itzrich Krala Gufe, again, this very, you know, I wouldn't say obsession, but like a preoccupation with having the Xeris HaKasa freed up, you know, the Itzrich Krala Gufe, since we need that pasuk to tell you that you don't do Yibum, Shalu Yibum Eshtay, Minolon the As Yakra. So how do you know that you have this available, you know, for an Aseh? You need it freed up. So they kind of, you know, they're not so happy with this marker, but then listen, read very closely. I think it's an interesting thing. The Asya Kra Linatko Mikla Kares Lalav. You need the pasuk, whatever the asay is, to take the Eshazach from Kares to Alav. Fine. The asay. It's very curious that Tosas here say Mikares Lalav. We're talking about the Gemara's Mefurash. They haven't gotten to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chanana yet. Gemara is talking about an asay, and Tosas call it Mikares Lalav. Well, lav, there's no lav, it's an aseh. So if you look in Hagos V'tziyunim, they point you to the Rashash, and they say, oh, it shouldn't say mikareis lalav, but mikareis laaseh. And I got the chance, you know, since we, you know, the Shita Mikubetzas, we haven't given Yoni any for the Vilna Shas from Menachos. So I looked over there, they don't take it out. And Mistama, you know, Tosa said, if you look in the other Balei Tosas, they keep it. They say mikareis lalav. So what is that? I think Pshat Kedi, Rabbi Plasky's already... But before you, I think the pshat could be that for Tosa, it really is a lav still. If the function of the asay is just to downgrade from the lav with kares to the lav without kares, and that's the function of the yersakas of hein lalav, hein liasay, you could call it a lav. It really is the lav of eshazach. And I think Tosa, that's what Tosa would say about this iser. I don't know about the Malkus. I don't know. They don't talk about. I don't know about the Malkus. I don't know. Malkus, I think, is tricky because just to invoke Rav Shechler's, like you know, parallel also. So if you downgrade the Isser, the Araisa of Chamoso laachar misas ishto, so I don't know if you get Malkus according to Rashi. It's an Isser de Araisa. What? Right. I don't know. For Tosos, if what we're talking about over here. The Isser is, I don't know. Again, all I know is that what I'm fairly convinced about in Tosos is that the lav is Eshazach, but just a downgrade Eshazach. So I can't answer, like, my suffix in not being able to answer you about the Malkus is just, I really just don't know. I guess. What? Yeah, maybe there would be a Malkus. Right. I'm fine with that. Like, it doesn't bother me. But you're saying there wouldn't be Malkus if it's the lav of Eshazach?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, maybe.
I'd rather say
it's all. You know, it's also tamua. What's also tamua though are those who take out the girsa of asay, you know, and say it's a lot.
I'd rather say those means lav al-chalasa. You
used
the word lav before, but we called it a lav al-chalasa.
Okay, maybe.
So that's the borrowing lotion.
Maybe
this is a lav al-chalasa. I
mean,
I agree with you. That's
okay. Fine. That's the okay. Yeah. Other questions? Okay, good.
Your ikarai was just in that, you're just a kazu, you said.
I think for Tosas, the point is that, I'm going to zoom out in a second, but for Tosas, the Isser in the aftermath of Chalitza and Avivam are really both the same at the end of the day. Bein the Rav Yochanan, bein the Reish Lakish. And what we're dealing with is just an Isser Eshazach that's been downgraded to a lav. And that's exactly Shitasim, that's the whole point. Like, again, they didn't need to say that what Yibam does is the same as what Chalitza does, but once they do, so then there really is no difference. Like, you know,
and then
everything's just in Yisrael
Shazach. And then the fact that it says Asay, that's what blesses his kashan. Meaning, so why?
Like, I think an easier way to say Asay is, again, in this according to at this point in Tosas, is just to say, again, he's going to quote in a second that there are others who say Lav.
Right.
Chadam or Lav. But in this stage, I think Ba'asay changes the nito. The same way they said over here, lo yivne is not, you're not violating lo yivne. It's you're minatek from the kares of ishzach to the lav ishzach on yudam beis. So that daseh is what tells you that.
And daseh means lav.
It's there's no kares.
I mean,
no, it doesn't mean lav. It means daseh. There's no kares. Daseh
is minatek.
Daseh is minatek.
So then. I don't think.
Yeah.
How does this line into?
And it fits with your point very well, Zach. You also, right?
But how does this line further your point? The fact that according to the we have the Gersa, he says,
"Minatek mikaris alav" means that Eishes Ach is alav. So karis of Eishes Ach to alav of Eishes Ach. That say modifies
the fact that there's an assay of
say is a gzeris hakasev that tells you that after that for tzaras yivama. It's just an Isra Eshazach and not the Karis of Eshazach. The same way he used the Lav. Yeah.
Even though there's no Lav.
What do you mean? The Lav is Eshazach.
No, but where did the Torah, in this post evil, where did the Torah say
he's saying, even to begin with, it's a Lav, just it's a Lav Shish Bakaris. So he's saying that Lav, he took away the Onish part of the Karis, he makes it a.
So by saying that there's an Asay, you're meant to get. As a lav, that's how you read
into us. I think the asay is menatek, the lav sheish bakares, you know, into a, takes away the kares part of that lav. That's what he wants to say in words. There's a lav, it's yesh bakares. There's an asay that instead of being an independent asay, teaches you that the original lav no longer has the same sting of an onish of kares. This lav now has the effect of either malchus or nasei, but it's a modification of the lav. That's what you want to say?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, that's what lav being, as opposed to saying it's an independent. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so again, and then Tosas continue in this Tosas, and they refer to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hananel, that what we're dealing with is not really an asay. It's not, the Gemara doesn't say, shouldn't say basay, but really belav. And again, it's a little speculative, but the diuk is that, I don't know, Tosas don't seem like they're so, they need it to be one or the other, like the asay or the lav. And what they're mostly concerned with is like, do we have, is it available, some girsa issues. They're not so confronted in the printed Tosos by these like conceptual problems, you know, of saying the aseh or the lav. If like at the end of the day for them, you just need a gzeris hakasev and a mucker, you know, to be menatek from the kares to lav. So, you know, again, I don't think they don't like leave Rashi. They don't say Rashi is impossible. And even when they quote the lav, they don't necessarily say it in a way that, you know, requires them to embrace that it's a lav. And I think that would just also be, you know, like, again, these are like small little diukim, but I think that would be, I'm very consistent. The lav and the asay is a big issue, as we'll get to. But in Tosas, it sounds like they kind of just present both, and based on the textual arguments, like the bahu or whatever, there are some other things to say too. Like Tosas seem to think that for Reish Lakish, if you hold that it's an asay, that for Reish Lakish, the Yavam would only be Chayiv, you know, the Lav on the Tsaras Yavama. Right? I mean, in other words, they say that based on like the way the Pasuk goes, like Bayis Echad Hubonev, Eino Bonesh Nevatim, if you accept that, Rashi, this is a challenge to Rashi in Tosis, then you're going to be forced to say, and they seem fine with this, it's just not in the Girsa. You'll be forced to say that the Yavam is only over in Isser, Lav, not Kares, to the Tzaras Yavama. So I think that's interesting. No, just that they think that you'd violate an Isra as opposed to being Chayv Karas. Again, let's remind ourselves. According to if you hold of Dechuya, so, you know, everything ends up resulting, you know, as an Isra Eshesach for Reish Lakish. And the trouble is really to explain, like, you know, why between the Cholitz and the Chalutza, so you know, it downgrades, you know, to a lot. If you, it just, to me, maybe I'm not saying this well, but to me, like, the idea that Tosos could like, you know, can countenance saying that, you know, the Yavam will only violate an Isser to one of the Tsaros, you know, like also highlights that what they're dealing with is like this formal, like, you know, downgrading from the from like the Isser Kares of Eishes Ach to the Isser Lav. Yeah.
I just understand what you said. What's, as opposed to if Tres Matos says that it's two years of Fihim and Rashi there.
At the very end, sorry, at the very end, so Tosus, it's not important. Let me leave it. It's not important. Okay. I have to get that clearer. Okay. So that, just to be misakim a little bit, yeah, there's more to say. Tos HaRosh and Tosus Rami Rutenberg. But just like to be misakim, so post Ibn Mechalitza, I think, the Isser for Tosus is in principle Eishes Ach. You know, Lo Yivne, Bayis Echa, they're all the same. And they're just diluted Eishes Achs. An Isser without Kares, but Eishes Ach nonetheless. And the Sugyas are like Mamish, like, you know, one and the same. Yudim Ebeiz and Yud Aleph and Aleph. And really no chiluk between the Isser post Yivim, post Chalitza, it's Ba'al Lechud and only Bia, etc., etc. There is just this interesting question in general about, you know, the Isser Eishes Ach being, you know, like the lav of Chalutza and Saras Yivama. You have, like, I'm not gonna do all of them, but, you know, you find like this phenomenon in a bunch of Makoros, in Rashi, in Simon Kof Samach Aleph, and Ebenezer of Shulchan Aruch, you know, that sometimes there's like, by like the slip of the pen, Rishonim will refer to the Isser of Lo Yivne or the Aseh, whatever it is, as like being Pogeya. The Isser Eishes Ach or Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. Just a mashal, just to give you like just one example. If you look on Nunim Abayz, in Rashi, so Rashi, you know, on the bottom, I should be using the, it's not right to the, so skip ahead. Okay, source 29?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So Rashi just talks about what happens if, you know, there was, Yivam was done. So what about doing Yibam to the Tzaras Yivama? You did Yibam to one, and then that was a Yibam Mal Yusa, and that's how you do Yibam again. Again, basically the Tzaras Yivama. So it says Rashi, Biazu, Bia Shelzu Achar Kinin Shelzu Mal Yusahi, V'alsi Lameva Bia Achar Bia, V'kapaga V'Isar Eishazach. If you did Bia to one of the Tzaros, that would be Paga V'Isar Eishazach. It's like a very strange thing. It's not true. It's true maybe for Reish Lakish, if he would hold like Reish Lakish, and this stage of the Gemara. It's definitely not true for Rav Yochanan. Like Kapaga v'Isser Eishes Ach, and frankly, even the way Tosfos understood Rashi, it wouldn't be true for Reish Lakish. So if the Yavam was the one doing it, what?
Is after Maimer only?
No. In the beginning it was, but he's just saying if you did Maimer afterwards, so then you think you could do Bia Achar Bia, and then you'd be that's not so relevant for now. The point is that if you did Bia Achar Bia, that would be being Pogeya v'Isser Eishes Ach. And the Rashash asks on this, which Natan showed me. Like, what is this? And he like changes it. He thinks like it's a totally different case. But you have it like this Rashi, where like he calls it, seems to call Isser Eishes Ach, and like it's very bolet, like in Kuf Samach Aleph, the Beis Yosef calls it, you know, Eishes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. Also the same case. If you did Bia Achar Bia, it would be like being Pogeya V'Isser Eishes Ach. And it's more problematic there because in the next Siman, Kuf Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and that the Isser Tzara Sivama is just an Aseh. So, like, what is this, like, sometimes calling it, you know, Eishes Ach, this is just like a nice little, like, extra addition. So it could be, and some suggest this, that even if you're not Chayv the Kares of Eishes Ach, that the Geder Halav is Eishes Ach. The Geder Halav of Lo Yivne, or, you know, Tzara Sivama, whatever it is Eishes Ach. And there are two ways to say this. The Tosa's way is to say it defaults, you know, it, or the Eishes Ach that remained, it just kind of like defaults into it. But another way to say it is that, and this is already like a little bit of a different, you know, approach, but, you know, the Lav might be Lo Yivne or whatever it is, but the character of the Lav, what the Lav is trying to tell you or promote about the how you should look at this Isser, it's like an artificial Eishes Ach. It's not actual Eishes Ach. The Eishes Ach went away, but maybe it has a shame, Eishes Ach. So that's kind of like this whole group. That's already a little bit different idea, and some of the nafkaminas I raised that would be true for Tosos may not be true if you say it's like a shame Eishes Ach, an artificial Eishes Ach. But just you know, just kind of like to round out like that approach, and they're all saying that again by Tzaras Yivam. It's this big issue in the Nosei Kelim. in Siman Kuf Samach Alf, like one after the next, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, it probably all came from the Prisha, probably because like the Beis Yosef said it, so they all just started calling it, like Eish HaSach, Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah, you could see it, I included it on the Makoros, and then this Rashi on 29. If you look, you can look by the Tor. Yeah, in the previous page. If you look, yeah, they all... you can look. I don't want to take too much time, but yeah, source 23, the Beis Yosef says it. It goes back to the Tor, which we'll get to for sure soon for other reasons. But the Tor just talks about that, you know, you can't do Yibam Achar Yibam, and then they all start calling this, like, Eish HaSach Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. The Beis Meir there, if you want to look, the Beis Meir is like not such a long piece, but he kind of says this idea. Like, the Geder HaIsser is Eish HaSach, even if, and this here, you know, the lav you actually might be over would be, you know, by his echaru bone or lo yivne. I think for them, for sure, like that's what you would say. If it's just like artificial shame eish hasach, but not like the actual eish hasach. Okay, so that, yeah. I would say if it's artificial and you hold like Rav Yochanan, then the lav would be like lo yivne or binyan bayis echad. I know, like I threw something out, and I didn't explain it. But
I assume that this is going in the shiur, not as I think Rashi is the one who favors the shiur. Rashi never used the word shiur. Rashi is the one who adopted that. If anything, Rashi is more mashmas than
Rashi. Okay, could be.
I mean, you might say Nitzah.
If you want to say Rashi. For my purposes, if you want to say Rashi is what I'm saying for Tosos, fine. I'm just trying to be honest. Like, you know, if you don't want to just assume... Tosos, to me, is a little bit more explicit, actually. But if you don't want to assume that Rashi is just saying Tosos, I think there's another option to say that you don't have to hold of, like, this super, comma, dechuya, you know, view of Tosos, and you could still say that it was Hutra, and that you have a lav, and, like, the ofi halav, like, the nature of the lav is Eish HaSach. That's all. I'm just trying to, like, that's what... I'm just because... Without evidence that people say like Tosos, I actually think like, you know, there's on the one hand, there's something very nice about what Tosos is doing. It keeps things very consistent, but also assumes like this very extreme approach to the Chuya that maybe not Rashi, the Bach, the Beis Yosef, you know, which the Beis Meir is imputing like this idea to, they may not all say that. So to me, there are just two options. You want to say, you know, which one's which? I'm a...
Rashi says that he can't be Makadish of the Beis Yosef also. I love himself, Rashi at some
point. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So that she does Hatosis and some of these other ideas. So just to try to like give a little like a minute more explanation about it, like what is this? Like for Tosis, like okay, so we have Xeris Hakasiv, you're Menatek Mikares Lalav. But like what is this? Like, you know, how do we give like a hesber to it? So I said Reb Schechter mentioned like the precedent of Chamoso, you know, La'achar Misas Ishto, okay, it's something to think about. You have a lot of times where, like, the Isser remains, but, like, lessens in the aftermath of Misa. It's just the Kurva changes. There are other, like, cases like that as well. But I think that as a good, like, precedent, it's not perfect, but, like, it's the best I could do right now. I'm happy if people want to, like, chime in their own. Is, like, Tosas on Chesed Abeis talks about a case... You know, basically ask the question, after the Yavam does Yibum, he basically says, like, really there should still be, like, an Isser Eish HaSach, and so much so that the Yavam shouldn't be able to have Biashnia with the Yavama, because the mitzvah was already fulfilled with Bia Rishona. You know, the mitzvah goes away, you don't have a mitzvah anymore, so why should there be Hatter to continue to be with your Yavama? The Gemara, he says, basically raises this about, Megar Sheu Machzira. Gemara, like he says explicitly, we know the Gemara. Gemara says that, you know, Megar Sheu Machzira, you know, the Kachal Elisha needs to teach you that you can do that, because you would have thought, after, you know, the Yibam's all said and done, the marriage has been terminated, so you can't go back and have, she returns to her Isser Eish HaSach, to the Kaimi Kaimi, that very Lashon. So the Kachal Elisha is the Geres HaKasa that tells you that you're able to marry the woman, you know, to again. But Tosfos, very enamored, obviously, you know, with that Havamina, you know, that if the Heter Eish HaSach is only for the mitzvah of Yibum, so, you know, when you don't have the mitzvah, there should be no Heter. You need a Gzeres HaKasuv in that case. But they say, what about, the Gemara doesn't say you need a Mukkar for you know, bia achar bia, you know, to the same yivama, you can continue to live a regular life of ishus with the yivama. So they say, they kind of have this idea, like the Torah wouldn't have, you know, required you to do yibum and divorce. So some kind of like svara that somehow works, like on a deraisa level, to allow you to continue to be with her. Maybe it's like an incentive, shelo yifakvik, something like that. So it just makes me think a little bit, you know, when you think about, at least after you do yibum, after yibum's done, that like maybe the relationship between, you know, the it's a little bit different, which is why I say it's not perfect. But after you do yibum, after yibum's done, so maybe the relationship between, you know, for sure the yavam and maybe the tsaros, or the achin and the tsaros, maybe that changes just a little bit, you know, also there, you know, in like a parallel, but really not the same kind of way. Just like something to throw out there. Okay.
We don't want to hassle them so much on the...
No, I just think it's a little bit different, because like they were talking about you between you and your yavama.
No, but still, you don't want to have the relationship. So, once he died, so therefore we want to keep it... It's never going to go back to like that. Is that what you're saying? We don't want to hassle that relationship too much.
Something like that. Like after you did Yibum, so you did Yibum. So yeah, it's not the same anymore. Like you've addressed the problem here.
So
it's not Kares, but like there's like an Ita. Yeah, that's a good clarification. I appreciate that. Yeah. I think something like that. Kainza. Again, the tricky thing is a little bit though, like that also happens after Chalitza. So you may not have the same like incentive. For Tosas, the Nitak also happens, you know, after Chalitza. So, but you still might say, like, in the aftermath of, like, a yivam and a chalitza, so, you know, it's not, like, so that you don't have to divorce her, you know, marry her and then divorce her, but, like, something maybe similar. I don't know. I was just trying to think about, like, how to at least explain the Xeris HaKasav a little bit. Okay. Good. So, yeah. The other approach, really to the sugya, is, and now that we did Tosos, like we did a lot of the, really a lot of the legwork, we could probably like move a little bit quicker, like through the others. The other Shitos who think there's Hutcher at least at some point. So what they're talking about, let's say for Rav Yochanan, like there's a Hutcher here. There's no Eish Esach anymore. So what we're talking about is obviously not Eish Esach, but some kind of Isser Chadash, some new Isser of Lo Yivne. Let's like go back to the Lo Yivne. And apparently, like, though you avoided the kares, let's just say, like, through the nefila, you know, like the mi'ik amidi, and so the eshes ach, you know, you avoided that. So now the Torah comes along and establishes that some iser persists. So, like, what is this? What is this, like, new iser? What is this? Like, Tosos HaRash has a line where he says, like, in justifying Tosos, like, it must be that the iser, you know, of Lo Yivne as Eish Esach, because like what other Isser would it be? Like Mistama, like the Isser we're talking about is the one that we had before. So just as a way of like highlighting, you know, this question, like why is there an Isser Chadash? Like what is this Isser Chadash that if it's not just like the original Eish Esach, you know, or the Eish Esach coming back, what exactly is this? Exactly. Perfect. Yeah, that line. Yeah, so that's what we want to be magdir within this group of Rishonim who say that Hutara Eish Esach, like what exactly is this Isser? You do kind of need to determine, like there still is the Hutra issue, like you know we said, it's not like so clear that the Eish Esach like automatically you know goes away Mishas Nefila. But once you deal with that, you know, then what we're talking about is not an Isser Eish Esach, you know, for those you know where it's Hutra. And just you know this Isser Chadash of Lo Yivne. Oh, good. Because like Lamashal, like you could have said Eish Esach as Hutra, so there's no Isser Deraisa at all. Like actually, the Rav Avraham Menahar says like for the Rambam again, it's a very hard read, but he says that all the Isserim are just Midrabanan. Like if there's no Eish Esach, so maybe there's nothing if you're not convinced enough by the Mikoros. You know, the Isurim that exists. And that's actually what Rav Ram and Ahar says over here in the Sugya. And the Rambam, what the Rambam is explicit about is that there is no Isser D'Oraisa, certainly not a classical Isser D'Oraisa for post Chalitza. So default, like you might then say, so there's no, the Eishazach is gone, and like default, you might say that what we're dealing with on Tzaras Yivama and post Chalitza is two separate Isurim. You know, one is the Isser of Lo Yivne, and one is the Aseh, like whatever it is, and maybe, you know, like never the two shall meet. Ramban, like in Shoresh, in Shichras, Halav and Yudalit, like counts the Isser of Lo Yivne, as do others following him as well. And the Ramban doesn't count the mitzvah, doesn't include in the mitzvah, doesn't count as a mitzvah, Tzaras Yivama, and the Rashbat says two separate mitzvahs. You know, for when he's commenting, like on this, so the Tashbis, he writes, you know, two separate mitzvahs maybe, in Lo Sasei Reish Lam and Ches, at least the way Ruch of Shafar understands it, and in Asei Reish, you know, you have two separate Isurim, and it makes a lot of sense, like that what you're talking about is having two Isurim. Like just to step out for just a moment, like a comment about it, like it makes a lot of sense. It's very intuitive that like what you're dealing with in the wake of having done Chalitza is like maybe even like the opposite of what happens in the wake of doing Yibum. In Chalitza, you did everything maybe you shouldn't have done. And in Yibum, like, the guy was Bona. Like, he did everything he should have as a representative of the Achen, whatever. But they're like opposite impulses. The Tos HaRash, like, back on that issue in Yom Bei, says, like, the reason for Kidesh and Ba is because, like, you know, you feel this, like, level of remorse and regret after not having done Chalitza, so you're going to try to be Mekadesh, her, like, right after, to try to fix what happened, and we're saying like maybe Mu'uvas lo yucha litkon, and it's ba on Yud Aleph and Aleph because like all the Achen are jumping in, they all want to do evil. Just there are these two opposite impulses. Like one, you may have made a mistake, and he's like looking at the brothers, you know, in a very positive way. Like they regret it, they want to do tshuva, and in Yibum, you know, it's a very positive thing. It reminds me a lot of like the issue with like Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. I don't know, just like it jumped out at me. Like there's this whole discussion like, are they one? Are they two? But like default, they really come from two, psychologically at least, and even structurally, like very two opposite perspectives. So it makes a lot of sense, like that, you know, you have the lav, you have the essay, and they're two separate sugyas. So if you look, so just to like go down this for just a minute, so the Ramban, you know, has this this iser of lo yivneh. For the Ramban, it's a very unique iser. No. Hopefully I'll get there. So for the Ramban, for example. So what's the Isser? Is it Kideshu Baal? Baal? What would it be? Normal Chayve Lavin, the Ramban says, you just need Bia. That's the view of the Ramban on Kiddushin Ayin Ches. We should really just, let's do that now. So there's this Machlokes on Kiddushin Ayin Ches. Now the issue of Kideshu Baal, I have no idea where I put it. 35. Okay, so let's remember 35. This is the problem with making, or really just with not knowing where you put things. Yeah. So either way, so there's this machlokes in the Gemara over there about between Abaye and Rava. What's really important for our purposes is really the machlokes Rishon. So let's look at the Rambam in Isuri Bia Tesvav. Halacha Beis, source 34. The Rambam has the Shita. Echad Mamzer, Shenasa Yisraelis. O Yisraeli, Shenasa Mamzeres. Kevin Shebalu Achar Kiddush and Loke. Oh. Kidesh Velobal, Eno Loke. Baal Velo Kiddush, Eno Loke, Mishum Mamzeres. Ein Lecha, Bechol Chai Velav, Misha Loke, Al Bila Velo Kiddush, Al Koin Gala Valmana, Kemoshe Yisboer, Vichule. And then the Ravid basically takes issue with the position of the Rambam and says, He even thinks that it might not be true for the Isurei Kahuna. You have this major machlokes. Rambam in general thinks for Chayvei Lavin you need Kidesh Ubaal. But the other Rishonim don't think that. They're willing at least to agree, except the Rambam for the most part, for the Isurei Kahuna, but not the other Chayvei Lavin, like Mamzer, you know, Nosin, etc. Kiddush Baal is obviously a very interesting issue. You know, and like in theory, like there are two, maybe three ways like to think about why you need both. You know, like the ones you'd expect. Like really that the Isser is, you know, Bia, but maybe like it needs to be in the background, in the framework of Kiddushin. Or the Isser could be Kiddushin, and somehow, you know, that only is like consummated or concretized by the Bia. So much so that when Rav Shach Leib HaSachavar, he said that the Rav like was mistapek, you know, when Kidesh Ubaal is required, so will you be chayiv for Bia Shnia? Or is it maybe only Bia Rishona, Bias Mitzvah, which consummates like the union, the Kiddushin? Maybe if it's really the Mechayiv is Kidesh and Baal just supports the, or like, you know, deepens the Kidesh, maybe you wouldn't be chayiv for Bishnia. Rav Shach Leib thought that it's Bipasha is not true, but that the Rav said to look into it. If it's not true though, and really the future Bios are Chayiv, it doesn't need to be because, you know, Bia Lechud is a Mechayiv. You can really look at every Bia in the framework of Kiddushin as Bias or Bia Shel or Di Kiddushin. And those are kind of like the ways of thinking about it in general. But again, for the most part, really Bia Lechud, for all the Rishonim except the Rambam, is going to be the Mechayiv. But on both sides, and this is the key, there are going to be exceptions. For the Rambam, there are for sure going to be cases where Bia Lechud, even for Chayve Lavin, is going to be an Aveira. Think about just very simply. Rambam's first Isser, you know, in Nashim, the Isser Kadesha. Of course, the Isser Kadesha for the Rambam is Bia outside of the framework of Kiddushin. Just a simple one. It's not like a Rai that there are going to be others. But there are going to be exceptions. And for the Ramban himself is like, the Ramban, who's also weighs in on this issue and disagrees with the Rambam, like goes through how there are like these whole bunch of exceptions to the Isser of Kidesh Ubal. So what about the Isser of Lo Yivne? Like where does that go? Do we just apply the regular, the regular dinim of the Isser Chayve Lavin, high kadis of the Rambam, like he goes and the Ramban like he says, or what? But if you're medayik, if you read carefully in the Ramban, in source, I already forgot. What?
35.
No, that's the one in Kiddushin. Back to the Ramban. Yeah. 31. So in source 31, if you read carefully, Ramban writes, Hamitzvah hayadalit shenimna hacholet liyivimto shelo yavo alea velo yisa'ena acharei hafrada mimenu bichalitza. To me, it sounds like in addition to violating the Isser through Bia, you might also violate it with Nisuin, even if you weren't Baal. Acharei hafrada mimenu bichalitza. Ve'eino inyin sheyachsur aleha iser eishas ach. Very important formulation. Kevan she'avra mehemitz zayivum. Shemke yu mechuev alakaris kriv eishas ach shol v'makom yivum. Aval tziva yisbarach. Ve'eishas, he clearly like wasn't a fan of, either he just was so big on Hutra, or he thought that, you know, the idea of like a nituk is like too strange of a concept. Aval tziva yisbarach v'eish zav she'en lo banem mitzvah yivim mitzvah chalitza. V'gazer b'hem shem yasu ha'chalitza, very important in Lashon also, lo yizdav god, like acharei hafrada mimenu b'chalitza earlier. Lo yizdav god. V'hu mechayv elavin v'chule. I think that's all we need for now. Yeah, then he just quotes the Gemara. So the Ramban, as an example, you know, talks about maybe an Isser, you know, to be Nasa, not Kidesh, but Nasa. And if you look, just it's clearer even in other Rishonim that you have to obviously always know what their view is in general about Chayve Lavin. But if we assume like the Rov views, then it becomes interesting. The Ravan, in source number 32, talks about Choleitz Liyavimto V'chazer V'kidsha. Oh, Ba'ala. Sounds like maybe an Isser to be Mekadesh. Ain over Ella, sin Girs Ishu Ba'asei, or below Sa'asei, Dikevan Shalobana, Shuvlo Yivne, V'yasurela. And in the Yireim also, in source number 33, Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheha Choleitz, Liyavimto, Shalo Yachzor, V'yisa Ena. This idea, this notion of being Yachzor, V'yisa Ena, Kidesh, and the Ravan. And recall, the Gemara on Yudav Abayz was Kiddush. Gemara said that the Choleitz es Chalutzaso, the Chazer v'Kiddush. Then you have the Machlokas, is it Alav, or not? So I wonder a little bit if it's possible that the Ramban thinks this doesn't follow. Yeah.
What do
do without it?
I don't think B is necessary.
For
what?
Why doesn't it say Kiddush? Why doesn't Mishnah not talk about it?
I think that's a good question. I think there's like an interesting... I'm going to get back to it.
Stamis would imply B.
I think you would formulate the Isser like, you know, even if you look like in the previous Makar even, it's Obia or Nisuin. I just don't think, I think like if
well,
you...
I know, maybe Obia is not right. No, Nisuin means Kiddush Obia. Is that the best as Kiddush Obia?
Again, in the previous one, it's Kiddush in the Ravan. Right. And in the Ramban, also, it's Ba, it's Bia, or
so maybe
Nisuin.
I don't know what Ramban means.
Okay, that's okay.
If it's just an Isuin, I would think it means Kiddush Obia.
Maybe. I just don't think in all the cases it's formulated that way. Sometimes it's formulated like a book because you don't need Nisuin. Even if you, but even that, I still think that that's noteworthy. Like, I'm pushing the notion that maybe Nisuin Lechud without Bia.
Do we have that anywhere?
But my point is that even if it's Bia, but that also needs Nisuin and Kiddush, to me that's significant anyway. That's also a Kiddush. So,
that
Kiddush
alone is not.
A Bia alone is not Mechayev. That's what I'm after,
okay,
mostly. Okay, yeah.
That
I'm not really trying to prove Shitas Ravon and Sevi Ram. I'm really trying to focus on the Ramban. I'm just showing that the language around the Mechayev of Loivne is not the typical Bia Lechud. That's really all I'm trying to show. I'm pointing out that in the Ramban, it's Bia, it sounds like Or Nisuin. And the Or Nisuin to me sounds like it doesn't need to have Bia. And I'm going to even get back to the Bia. I'm not even sure the Bia is like the regular, like Bia of Chayav Eilavin. So I'm in thinking about this. So what exactly is behind this? This is Suin, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get to there. I'm going to like clarify more. I just want to like make it a little bit clearer about like the precedence. But I understand. Yeah, what I'm trying to say, in other words, it may be clearer to say it now, is that even though it's Chayav Eilavin and there are normal rules, I already pointed out there are exceptions, which the Rishonim deal with in Kiddushin. And it's possible that in explaining the exceptions, it's because there's something specific about that particular Isser, which is an exception, where the Isser is not the regular Isser Bia, it's not Isser Bia, it's not Chayav Eilavin, but it's an Isser Ishus, it's an Isser Nisuin. L'mashal. And what I'm going to argue in the Ramban, and we'll go back to the Lashonos in the Ramban more carefully for other points, is that for the Ramban, it's an Isser to be Machzir Vinasa. Achar ha-hafrada, once you did that, lo yizdav gu'ot. The Isser is to be mizdavig with the woman you just sent away through Chalitza. You chose the course of Chalitza and not Yivum. So now the Torah is saying, lo yivne, for your own purposes, for your brother, lo yizdav gu'ot. It's an Isser Nisuin, not an Isser of Bia. And I think, what? I think Yizdavgu is not Bia. I think when we talk about Zivug, we talk about, or like Shalo Yachzir Acharei HaHafrada Mehen, to me is also a lashon of like being married together. Not just like a one and done Maisa Bia, but the pashtus to me.
Also, that even if maybe even the
Stama
in this situation, Bia would be
in Suh. Oh, because Bia is Yibam's Ayidei Bia. Agreed. I'm going to get there, but that's, to me, that's the second. I have to first prove that it's an Isser Nisuin, or what that means, and then say, in the context of the world of Yibum, like Bia equals Nisuin. Yeah, yeah. No, that's totally good. The Or Sameach makes this Ara, and it's particularly important for the Rambam, who thinks that the Isser is Bia. These Isurim are, you violate the Bia, even though his general view is that by Chayav Eilavin, you need Baal
V'Kiddush. I'm just trying to know about how he thinks Bia also, I mean, probably.
Yeah. Bia v'toras, like what being connected, what being married, like the method towards marriage in Yibum is Bia. So I think that would also be, I agree. 100%, yeah.
How do you know that the Iker is in the swim? Maybe it's just that if the possibility of Yibum is removed, so there's no other way of being bona again without Nisuin.
That's already, to me, Nisr Chadash. That's like very different than normal Chayav Eilavin. That would be great.
The Pasuk says, Shuv lo yivne.
Great.
So how do you get married to a woman without getting married? You get married to a woman.
Right, but you're just saying that like the diak in the Torah is like the best raya to what I'm saying.
Right.
Is that what we're dealing with here is a very unique Isser. It's not the regular Isser Bia, but it's an Isser to get married, to be bone, the Isha. Agreed. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, so I'm just saying like, Ichayv Eilavin in general could just be Isser Bia. Like, and this woman's now usher to you, you can't have a relationship with her anytime. I think the point is, like, what the Torah is saying, l'fishi des Ramban, is that you can't have a marriage with her. Like, you forgot, you forewent, whatever it is.
This is why
it's the raya that we need the class.
Okay.
Baruch Hashem. No. Yeah, it's very, yeah.
I think you can generate something very compelling, but are you bothered at all by the language of the Ramban of Shelo Yabo Allah Abelo Yisayna? Does that really bother you at all?
Or show me either one.
Yeah, I'm fine with those.
Well, if it's either one, that's not what
I'm going to get back to the Bia. Rabbi Packer and I were discussing how Bia here might be something else, which I'll get to. I think the Bia here, in the context of Yibum, has to be looked at differently than we look at Yibum and Kol Torah Kula. Because Yibum, let's remember, Bia in the context of Yibum is the path, the only path towards Ishus.
But there is no Yibum here.
No. I know, but I'm saying,
even if you, it doesn't make a difference. Meaning, even if you were to say that either one is fine.
Yeah, it still doesn't make a difference. I just want to be more.
I get a bigger idea,
right?
Which is clear in the Ramban, is that this isn't regular Kai Bilabin from his point
right.
of view, and therefore you don't have an either or because it isn't, you know, Maisa, Isuri, Bia, or whatever, even in the context of Ishus. It's the, you know, the lost opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
That you are. Right, so exactly. That can express itself in relating to her in either of these ways. There's a different reason why each one of them accentuates,
right.
You know, what you have ignored, also for the reason that Bia plays that role in Yibum.
Right.
The way Rebbe's saying now, is it that you saw Enna without Bia?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's either,
yeah,
but it's for the same
that,
reason.
Yeah, I think that's the...
Just like Masa Grishoso for the Rambam,
but
it's a different...
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to relate to it like a little bit more briefly, the Master Gushoso point, just because for the sake of time. But I mentioned like you know the exceptions in different directions. One very notable thing, you know, in this whole sugya, is like you know, let's say in from the point of view of like the Rambam and his codification. So the Rambam, for the most part, if you like open up in Isurei Bia and you read through. You know, all the many, many surim that are over there. So he basically is pretty comprehensive. On that list are the Arayos. On that list, also notably, is the Isser Eishesish. There's like this interesting phenomenon, and I've had this list of hearing like different parts of it, you know, over the course of the different years in Shir, is that like open up a Sefer Nashim, you know, Hilchos Ishus, Hilchos Gerishin, Hilchos Yibum Chalitza. So there's like notably, like actually in each one of those cases, something which could have been put in Isurei Bia. If you look at Hilchos Ishus, so the Rambam has the Isur Kadesha. Maybe, I'll get back to explaining why maybe he put them there. In Hilchos Gerishin, we spoke about this in Shir last year, so the Rambam has the Isur Matzah Grusha. So there are two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Negarish Baget, and the other mitzvah is Alav. To be Machzor Grushaso. And then even Mechalitza, so he has Liyabim and Lachlots, and then the Yisr of Yivam Elishuk. In theory, in each one of those cases, I'm doing this very, very quickly, but it's the Ha'ar is more important. In each one of those cases, the Rambam could have totally put those in Hilchos Isurei Bia. Eishes Ish is in Isurei Bia. It's not in Ishus, it's not in Gerishin. It's very possible to make the argument that there are two different types, broadly speaking, of Isurim. One is Isurei Bia. The Rambam's view happens to be Kidei Shubal for the Chayav Elavin. But at the end of the day, what we're talking about is Isurei Bia. But more to the point, in Sefer Nashim, those Isurim are not, it's not the Maisa Avera of the Bia, but their Dinim, their Kiyumim, in Ishus, in Gerishin, in Yiva Mechalitza. So, for example, Yivam Alashuk, which the Rambam chose to put in Yibam Mechalitza. So over there, what's the Mechayiv? Again, we're talking about another Lav. Is it Kidei Shubal? Rav Chaim Heller like makes the argument that if you go through Sefer HaMitzvos, for the most part, the Rambam is Lishitaso, and by all of the Chayiv Elavin, he says Kidei Shubal Loke. You need both Kidei Shubal. There are three notable exceptions. One's Mamzer, which is a little bit hard to explain. There's a little bit of a diyun about that. Just Mamzer. And then the other two, I think it's like Shin and Vav and Shin and Zayin, I would read it if we had time, are Machzer Grushaso and Yivam al-Shuk. By Machzor Yerusha, so he says the Isser is lahachzir the Grusha. He doesn't say, and he doesn't mention you need Kiddush Baal. And the other one is by Yivam al-Shuk, the Rambam says just your Ba, you have Bia, you know, someone from the Shuk has Bia with the Yivam. He doesn't mention the need for Kiddush Baal. Very possibly those are like really dinim, like in the institutions that they are attached to, that they, you know, emerge from. So you have all these interesting issues. I'm just not going to go into it. I put on the thing. It was on the Makoros we had for sure. I don't know if we discussed it yet. But by Yivam al-Shuk, there are like all these questions that end up, you know, being, you know, based on whether you look at it like a regular Yisrebiya or something more distinct. So one of them I'm in the middle of discussing, which is, do you really need Kiddushin and Bia or not? And there's another, like, just very fascinating issue. Like, what about the Isha? Is the Isha also Chayiv over the Avera, you know, in Yivam al-Shuk? Like, she'd say that she has Bia with someone from the Shuk, so is she over the Isha? So the Rambam is very clear in Yana Chazaka, in Perek Beis, Halacha, Yud Tes, Yud Ches, whatever it is, that the woman would be Chayiv. But in the Sefer Achina, if you look, he's like a little bit apprehensive. He's mistopic, like whether or not the woman would be obligated. So the Minchas Chinuch over there says, where, like, why is he near a kinestavik? Like, what's this is like all Isurei Bia, where the Rambam's is explicit that in Hilchos Isurei Bia, that Echad Hu ve'Echad Hi are Chayiv. So, and the Minchas Chinuch L'Shitaso says, of course, it's both of them. He has some other nafkaminas, like, what are some of the other ones? Like, Kidei Shuval, I think, is in there. He says, yeah, you know, you would be Kidei Shuval. But if, like, you read closely, you know, for sure the Sefer HaChinuch, but then also in the Rambam, it's not so clear, you know, how crucial, like, the Baal part, like, really is to the Yivam al-Shuk. Or, like, Baal, you know, as Baal, which the Kesed Mishnah over there in Perek Bey's notes. The bigger idea is that, like, the less that Yivam al-Shuk conforms to a regular Yisrael Bia. It's not that, oh, you know, the Yavama now has this, like, you know, this status of Isser connected to her, and that there'd be a Maisa Avera, you know, because she's already tied up in some other relationship, so there'd be like an Isser. But it could be that it's like the avoidance of the mitzvah of Yibam. Like, she is now Zukuka Vilmed. That's the very first thing we hear about, is Lo Si Eish Amei Shachutz Lizar, before we even know that there's Yivamo Yavo Alea and the Chalitza. It's like, you know, the point is that the relationship she had to her husband doesn't just willy-nilly, like, depart right after, you know, the Misas Habal. And maybe, like, the first thing you need to know about it is Gufa, the preservation. The notion that Ishus is eternal, that Ishus does last even beyond the Misa. And any attempt from the Shuk, from Azar, to try to, like, intervene and disrupt that, maybe that's good for the Isser. The Isser is to meddle, like, with the institution of Yibam. And not that she's begavra, that there's, like, a Maisa Avera in the Bia, per se. It's an Isser to marry her, to do to her what really the brothers should be doing as their responsibility towards the Ach. In short, it's really a din in Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza rather than in Isurei Bia. And that will affect issues like Kiddush Baal, Hu V'Hi, etc., etc. Stam, there's a really interesting question to raise, is, like, in terms of the marriage part, is it dafka kiddush or nasa? Like, is there a difference between kiddushin and nisuin here? Something like I saw the Rav also raises. Just, like, adds to the question a little bit here, like, when is the mechayev the kiddush and when is it the nasa? And that's very important. Like, when is it about, like, creating, like, their initial relationship? Or, like, the heter, like, isha labaila and the marriage, you know, like, to each other? Because kiddushin and nisuin, like, in that way are two very different things. So in short, there are exceptions, like, to the general principles in the world of Kiddush Baal that I think end up reflecting or reinforcing, you know, that the way we look at the lav is not a regular Isser Bia, but maybe something more connected to the Ishus, the Gerishin, the Yibum, v'Chalitza. So coming back to the Isser of Lo Yivne, let's say for the Ramban, I think really the idea, you know, might be that the Choleitz, you know, decided to go in a different direction. He did Chalitza. He didn't want to follow up, you know, on the Nisuin of his dead brother. And so, you know, he can't come back to that at a later time at all. And I think because this is, and therefore it's very possible that the Isser is really, you know, also at least, you know, to marry her. To try to marry her, to try to create like the relationship he should have had with her, you know, in the context and through the course of Yibum that he was given. So I think that, yeah.
I think you were addressing this dakuda before, but I don't understand it. So in Cain, how would be a lechuda violate such an isser if the isser really is to remarry her? So how do we accomplish that idea of lechuda?
So I think there are two ways to say it. I think one is that, you know, bia is still another way. It's not so much like the maisa avera, and as much as it's, you know, the reconnecting with her, like through a form of ishus. That's one way to say it. It's not like dafka bia, like because you have nisuin, so bia is still another way, you know, of connecting, but it's not like limited to that.
Meaning, even though b'chia gavna bia is not ishus.
Right, right. Okay. Alternatively, I think the more ambitious thing to say maybe is that in the world, not like in the, like, the unfold, not in the unfolding of the process of Yibum, but in the broader world of Yibum, the Chalitza, like Bia, has a certain connotation that it doesn't have in other contexts. In the context of Yibum and Chalitza, like Bia takes on like a certain level of significance because it's not Kesef Shtar or Bia, it's not Kiddush and Nisuin, it's just Yivamaya Vo'alea. So it's possible that in the world, again, not in the specifics, but in the world of Yibum, like Bia is a kind, in its own way, is a kind of being Mizdavik. I think that's like, like something very like legitimate to suggest also. I just think what's interesting about, yeah?
Is there still Shia of Zika or something? Zika of Psul or something like that?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Say that again?
Is there like a Zika of Psul? Meaning after Halitza? I mean,
I don't know if it's a Zika, but again, the way I understand it, the Machayev is the fact that you have, you know, that you have the opportunity to do even. And you didn't do it.
That's, by the way, the lesson of
Yibana
is also that you're still...
Right, still that's doing. By Yibana.
Still
but that's true even for... You had the opportunity to do a Bia, like you were saying just now, which would have been... Which is Yivama Yavo Aleha. You know, so whether that expressed itself in the act that you could have done, which would have, you know, uniquely consummated, you know, this particular, you know, in this aspect of Ishus, or... Whether you relate to the effect of it, maybe the lekach, if you want to call it, the yavama yavo aleha, the yavo aleha part, or the lekachalo, you know, the isha part, which was in the context of the yibo. So either one of those elements, you know, that you do now, you know, is an affront, you know, to having, you know, passed up the opportunity of doing that before. That's how I end. I assume.
No,
that's
I think
true.
That was.
So, but that's true for B as well.
Right. I
mean,
it's more than that. The
Kilu
Chalitza just doesn't work anymore.
You mean there's a Zika Legabe to Isa for that?
Something like that.
I'm not sure why.
Why we need that?
I don't think it.
So, in addition, I think if this is the approach of the Ramban, I think it's interesting.
I would add Shomer Tzavim, at least when I brought it. Shomer Tzavim is the parallel opposite of it because, of course, it's before.
Right.
You know, so it's. You know, it's in both cases. One is, you know, what you didn't do, and the other is what, you know, what you're not doing,
right?
You know, properly, or what is taking place that's subverting that in the future,
right? Right.
That's that.
Yeah. So also, the diuk is good. Where I'm taking it is like obviously, you know, in the way I understand it, but the Ramban, like very interestingly, focuses only on the cholates. And the chalutza in the shechachas halava. Sounds like if you just read the Ramban until the very last line, you would think that the iser is only between he who did chalitza to she to whom chalitza was done. Not the achin, not the tzaros. I think it would just be very lishadosu, because for the Ramban, it's not about obviating or like bypassing, you know, like passively, like, you know, the choice to do yibum. Ramban, it's that you looked, forgive my you know, dramatic additions. You looked the chalutza in the eye, and you said, "I am not going to be bona you," like the pasuk, like the psukim. Like, and so for the Ramban, it's you chose actively, passively, to avoid doing even to her. So if you do that, you can't return at a later time to decide to be mizdavik with her, you know, to be chozer on binisuin or bibia. At the end, I still think at the end of the day, you know, the Ramban is going to say, you know, this law exists according to Rav Yochanan on the brothers, but I think that emphasis like tells a story. And what you'd have to say the Ramban's like need for the shlichus, shlichus of the achen, that like they ki'ilu did the chalitza, the brother's really an agent who's really acting on their behalf, and as is she on behalf of the tzaros. For the Ramban, it really is about the maisa chalitza as being oser and not allowing them like to come back, him to come back to her at a later time. We'll see for the other Rishonim, it's not so much about, you know, having done chalitza b'foal, but just avoiding like the zika more passively completely, just having not done it rather than doing a chalitza. So I think that would be the Ramban, very lishita. So I'm going to try to move a little bit quickly as things go. What?
Yeah,
I'm trying. Anyone can leave. I try.
Close to 2 hours.
Okay. I'm going to try. I'll be makatzer a lot anyway. I apologize for people's time. So that's the lav. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily need to be like consistent with a perspective on the assay. The Ramban doesn't count in assay. The assay is not part of the lav. So let's just jump to the assay. So like, what is the assay? Not necessarily for the Ramban, but just objectively, like what is the assay? So Rashi has this idea of bayis echad hu bone ve'eno bone shnei batim. Like, what is behind this? So the Gemara Nivamos Amim Dalid invoked that as a p'tur. Rashi, of course, is understanding it as a lav haba miklal asei shehu asei, not to do a binyan shnei batim. Very bekitzer, to understand this idea better, so we noted that the Gemara also says bayis echad hu cholet ve'eno cholet shnei batim, really ke'ein, this idea of bayis echad hu bone, eino bone shnei batim. So the there's a big discussion. If you look in the Torah, on source number 20, probably earlier, Torah and source number 22, page 4, he says, he's just going on the Gemara Memgilim Amdal. Misha ha'ilo nashim ravos who meis v'lo ach v'yaso chalitosh achim v'teres kulon. Fine. Only have to do it to one. Ve'ein ha'yavam yachol yavim el achas. Yavam can't. Not just that he's potter, but he can't do yivam to more than one. V'lo cholet el achas. And he shouldn't do chalitza to more than one. Not just a p'tur, but it sounds like a lashon of Isser. And this bothered all of the Nosei Kelim. Really b'kitzer. Beis Yosef thinks it's lav dafka. And just agav nasva, like he just like wanted to round it out. Don't do yibum. We know maybe you can't do yibum a second time, but you know what would be the iser to do chalitza, you know, to a second, to a different wife, to a different one of the other women. So it's a lav dafka, and then in Shulchan Aruch that gets he takes it out. He just has the part about you know not to do yibum el la'achas mehen. Prisha has his own thing. He says you know you can't do chalitza to the second one because it'll create an iser kahuna. It's not right of you that you're going to create an Isra Kahuna, you know, to the Chalutza. Very interesting if that's even true. If that would really be true. It's a big discussion. And is that the Araisa, the Rabbanan? Definitely not parallel to what the Torah says, not to do Yivam to the second wife. That's, of course, an Asay, a minimum. So what would the Isra to do Chalitza, you know, to the second wife? So far, we've spoken about doing Yivam / Kiddushin in the aftermath of Chalitza. Yivum / Kiddushin in the aftermath of Yivum. Now we have Chalitza in the aftermath of Chalitza. The Bach actually understands that there'd be an Issa D'Oraisa to do Chalitza L'Sheni. What's the Mucker? Bayis Echad Hu Choletz Ve'eno Cholet Shnei Batim, parallel to Bayis Echad Hu Bona Eino Bona Shnei Batim. If I had the time, I would speak more about the Issa Chalitza, the Ritva Mendalid, Tos Yishonim Gimel Aleph. We discussed it in Rav Rosenzweig Shir, and my Sforno, of course, maybe to explain the Ritva, the Sforno on the Torah. But for now, just trying to explain, you know, this very curious position of the Bach that he thinks Tosos actually hold that way for another time. We could discuss that. But maybe what the idea a little bit is that once the Torah decided to pater the second wife, a shift changed in our perspective of Yibum. Hein Yibum, hein lechalitza. Bayis Echad Ubona is a way of saying this is not about the individual wives that fall, but it's about the bayis. It's about the aggregate that the wives married to the dead husband make up. If you are to double Yibum or double Chalitza, that would suggest that it's not about the bayis. It's about the individual wives. And doing, perhaps, a second Yibum, doing a second Chalitza, would make like an inappropriate or problematic suggestion about what the mitzvah of Yibum is really all about. And that would be the Yisur D'Oraisa of Eino Choleitz Shnei Batim. Because there's nothing wrong with Chalitza. Chalitza to any woman, even if it's the biggest Yisur ever, Chalitza is Ma. Ma, it's nothing. But maybe the idea is in the context of Yibum, doing a second Chalitza, implying that it's about each and individual wife, and not the brother. The Bayis Echad may be problematic, and may even constitute an Yisur D'Oraisa. So if that's the case, what was that? Sefer Abatim, it's not only a polemic. Rav Hirsch, Al HaTorah, has like this own polemic against the people who thought it was about the women. Yeah, so yeah. And also the Sefer Chinuch already said that. But the Rav Hirsch like writes on and on about how don't think this is really about a chesed for the woman. Very interesting. I don't know what he was responding to, but it's a polemic against someone. Probably Sefer Abatim, there's no reason to have a polemic against. But I don't know who he was. Rav Hirsch was... I have an idea, but that's definitely not for now. So...
Do you think there's a difference between Chalitza and Yibum?
Yeah, I think for sure. Chalitza. And the Bach is obviously a very interesting thing. He's probably mostly, justified trying to, just explain the Lashon HaTor. But I think for sure. But I'm just trying to use that to kind of say, to understand the Isser of Rashi, Bone, Shnei Batim, that maybe that's how to, be Masvir. Is there something you had in mind?
No, I think there is a big difference between Chalitza Achar Yibum and Chalitza Achar Chalitza. But
No, I'm not talking about Chalitza Achar Yibum. I'm talking about Chalitza Achar Chalitza. Yeah. Chalitza Achar Yibum.
Would you still say that there's a Chalos?
Chalitza Achar Yibum. Right, I mean, you have to also ask, the other question to ask is, is this even a Chalitza, for it to, border on Shnei Batim.
Right,
exactly. I understand. I think I understand what you're saying. Yeah. If I had more time, I would get into that. I think that's really important for the Ritva Tosas Yishanim too, and like dealing with Daf Gimel and Aleph, where it says there's no... Right.
The formulation you said would apply even to Chalitza Achar Yibum, no? The idea of it's not about the woman.
No, because it just depends. Like, there it might just like be something, A, in terms of like Chalitza's, the Chalos Chalitza, and B, it's also just like, it's not two of the same thing. I think Rebbe meant more the first, but also in terms of the second, it's not this, a doubling is the problem, not doing it shol tzorech, from this point of view. What I'm arguing is like, the doubling here is the problem. It could still also be problematic, like bayis echad, you shouldn't have miksaso bono y miksaso chalutz, could be like a different kind of a thing. Like, like the Ritva talks about that as being like an Isser D'Oraisa. But again, I just don't want to get too...
It's almost like you're relating a little bit to what the right thing is.
Even after Chalitza, you still want...
Yeah, you have to relate. You have to.
But here the point is that you don't want to...
But then you can.
Yeah. 100%.
But your idea...
That's what I was...
Here's where it... There, I don't think... The other one, I didn't think you needed, but this, I think it...
You think if there's no... If nothing left anymore, then...
By
I understand.
Chalitza, your Ke'ilu... Projecting a Zika, and just like ignoring a Zika is a problem, when you project a Zika when there is none, that's
right.
Also a problem.
Right.
It undermines what
I think the Gemara is saying, like, yeah,
right.
It's like they could be
why it's be interesting to figure out. From that point of view, like that broader idea, there would be no difference between Chalitza Achar Yibum and Chalitza Achar Chalitza. Just in terms of there being like a Chalos Chalitza, even after Yibum, such that you would have this. There, I think, is a difference.
Okay, so that's what I want to say on Rashi. Obviously, it's like a very specific, Yibum Achar Yibum, Chalitza Achar Chalitza issue, which is not going to be the same. As like something you might say for, the Isser to do Chalitza, the Isser that you have after Chalitza of Lo Yivne. And Rashi, and very much, like, will be understood as seeing, like, the Isser on Yud Aleph, being different than Yud. The same way, I was just arguing the Ramban on Yud and Mabiz would look at the Isser on Yud Aleph as very different. Yeah.
On Gimel and Aleph, doesn't the Gemara, there the Gemara is not talking about...
So wait, let me just say one more thing. So for Rashi, really the Isser would be like Bia. When the Gemara says Yud Aleph and Aleph, to be Ba, again, this is not a Kasha, because it could be anyway, Bia is the default, but it would just be another way, to really explain it, Dafka Bia maybe, because you're trying to do Yivam a second time, whatever, just something to... Again, it's not a Kasha, you don't have to say that, I just, want to add it. Yeah.
So, here the Gemara is not talking about post-Yivam, post-Chalitza, the common denominator would still be that we're talking about a scenario in which there's no Yivam certainly is inappropriate, Yivam is usher. By Tzaras Erba, the Gemara says that the Lashon HaMishnah, it would have been inappropriate to say Asura Lachlo. It's because why would I see Asura Lachlo? It's on a Chalitza which doesn't accomplish anything.
Yeah, that's a Kasha on thinking that Chalitza is an Isser.
I just
wanted to focus. There's a bigger question about this. There's no clear Gemara that says there'd be an Isser Chalitza. If anything, the Gemara is clear on Gimel and Aleph. In the case that it's talking about, in the context of the Mishnah on that base, that to an Erva, doing Chalitza to one of the Arayos or the Tzaros, wouldn't be an Isser.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to discuss that Gemara with any of these things. Yeah. Over here, obviously, there was a Zika.
Right.
In Ein L'chol Eishevatim. That's the whole point of the Gemara. To tell you, whether or not you wouldn't need to require a second one. Okay. Good. So a lot of the Rishonim are troubled by Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, Tos Yishanim, Chach Nishrad. They all ask on Rashi from the Gimel and Aleph, which sounds the Isser of Tzaras Yivama is not a lav. And Rabbi Kiva of Ein Kiddush and Tovsin, the Chavei Lav. Then there's this question about, interpreting Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva thinks about Kiddush and Tovsin Bechavei Aseh. So they kind of all ask in one way or another, how could Rashi say this or Tzaras Yivama is an Aseh? The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddush and Tovsin Bechavei Yivama, you should be poshet the suffix from here, that according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddush and Tovsin Bechavei Aseh in general. That's what they all ask on Rashi. So Ramban on Gimel and Aleph defends it. He says, the Gemara is not really relating so much directly to that question, but just telling you, it's even Chayvei Lavin, Ein Tovsin Kiddushin, like Rabbi Akiva, as opposed to Chayvei Krisis. So if Ein Tovsin Bechayvei Lavin, you would also have to teach Ein Tovsin Bechayvei Aseh if you held that. Different answers, different ways, the Ramban gives that answer. I just want to throw out there, I just think it's interesting, once you understand Rashi, the way we're understanding it, could you maybe be mechalik between the Aseh of Tzaras Yivama and Aseh's in general? To the point that maybe, even if you thought, Ein Kiddush and Tovsin v'chayve v'yaseh of Bayis Echad Ubonei and Avonu Shevatim, that wouldn't be a raya that for Rabbi Akiva, chayve Aseh in general, you'd have that you wouldn't have Tfisas Kiddushin. And that maybe the whole discussion is more specifically about Tzaras Yivama. The footnote in the Tosas Yeshanim I saw later doesn't make the suggestion about this, but makes that as a suggestion in general to answering that question that all the Baalei HaTosas ask on Rashi, Udi Ime. What I want to say here, because I didn't get to it and I'm not going to get to it, the whole question of Tfisas Kiddushin just becomes very interesting in light of all this, because when we're talking about the Torah's having a Hakpada, that you don't do Yibam a second time, or you don't do Yibam a Bia, you don't try to marry her after you already distanced her through Chalitza. It just raises the stakes in terms of Tfisas Kiddushin question, where whatever your stance is in general, Chayvei Krisis, Chayvei Lavin, there might be just an open question, in this case in particular, for internal reasons, to say that the Tfisas Kiddushin is not so simple. Maybe the Chiddush HaTorah is also to say, you didn't do Chalitza, you did Chalitza and you didn't do Yivam, so you can't have Kiddushin with her after. And, Eino Bonesh Nevatim, or Lo Yivne, Shuv Lo Yibana. The same way we had in Lo Siyeh, even, you know, according to the Manda Amars that, you know, Kiddushin Tovusim Mechayve Lavin, that maybe, you know, Losiya, Eishas Ameis Achutza, it's like, there just can't be Tfisas Kiddushin. So I'm not going to get into it. There are a bunch of Marmakomos. I think the Rambam, like, really projects this in a major way. He always relates to Tfisas Kiddushin for some reason, specifically, you know, by these Isurim of Tzaras Yivama and Chalutza, and then the Tor, like, even more so when he's going according to the Rambam. It's an interesting issue. I wish I had time for it, but I'm not going to talk about it. No, yeah, I should have a lot of other things to do too, so I'm deciding to cut that one, but I think it's really interesting. The more we think about this as like an Isser Ishus, so to take it the next step, that like maybe it's not even so clear that you could accomplish the Ishus, would be a unique question to this Asay and the Lav, and you wouldn't necessarily want to just equate it like Kihai, like, you know, to like all other like Chayve Lavin, Chayve Krisos, Rabbi Kiva, Chachamim question, you know, Shimon HaTimani. Okay. And that's what I was suggesting for Rashi to answer the question on him from the Chacham Yisrael. So I'm trying to do like two things at once here. So I understand it could be a little bit complicated. My main objective is to define the Lav and to define the Isser of Tzaras Yivama. And, you know, we have Tosos and the Ramban and Rashi so far in terms of those questions. That for Tosos, they're both Isure, the Isser Eishasach. The Ramban, it's this Lav of like Lo Yivne and Rashi, Udiime on Tzaras Yivama, which I compared to the Bach on the Tor. And that's kind of like one thing I'm just trying to pin down, the nature of the Isser. But at the same time, I'm also pointing out that there's this question of how related the two Isurim are to each other. So for Tosos, where it's all the Chuya and Eishasach, they basically say, you know, all these things are exactly the same. And you could have two different Makoros, you know, and still basically be, you know, the same Isser, etc. But then you could also have, like, you know, Shitos that kind of say, like, Hailachud, the Hailachud, and Rashi and the Ramban don't need to agree with each other. You know, they can be totally separate Sugyas, not totally, but in terms of, like, what the actual Isurim themselves are. Okay. Good. That's just, I just wanted to be clear, like that this double goal. I don't want it to confuse like the main focus of like really just trying to pin down the Isurim. But I also just think like it really makes it much neater like, when you look at them as a package and together, because I think things come out very much like Shitasu. So that's Tosas, the Ramban, and Rashi. There are other perspectives though within what we're calling the Isser Chadash that do treat the Isurim together. You know, unlike, in other words, what I'm setting up as Rashi and the Ramban, there are others who see it as an Isser Chadash and nevertheless think that the Isser is one and the same, literally or more broadly. So Bekitzer, Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chananel elaborated on further by the Ramban and the Rashba. It originally is an Ar Tosos, think that while in fact the Gemara sounds like the Isser Tzaras Yivama is an Asay, it really is a Lav of Lo Yivne, the Lav of Lo Yivne from Yud Amud Beis. That, of course, I'm going to explain it. That, of course, explains why the Gemara just thinks like, oh, Rabbi Yochanan must hold, you know, line up with the Manda Amar and the Machlokas between, you know, Rav Acha and whoever it is. But, you know, because Imamish is the same thing. Like, you know, he holds Lo Yivne, whatever Lo Yivne for Rabbi Yochanan was. So Lo Yivne, it's the same Lo Yivne on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. But what exactly, like, how is Tzaras Yivama Lo Yivne? We understand how you passed up on, you did Chalitza, so you were not Bana, Shuv Lo Yibana. But how is, like, Tzaras Yivama Lo Yivne? So the way they see this all, they have this important line that basically says that it's not about Yibam, it's not about Chalitza, but it's in the absence of addressing Zika, Al Yidei Yibum, even if Kedin. That we see, like, any time you don't do Yibum to a particular woman, we see that as a kind of neglect, and the Isser of Lo Yivne is Chal. Yeah. They basically say, Bain, Mali, you know, Yibum, Mali, Chalitza, any time one of the wives is not addressed by doing Yibum, it creates an Isser of Lo Yivne. And they have like very good different formulations of it at all. And it's really not about the Maisa Chalitza or the Maisa Yibum, but the failed expectation that you would do Yibum and you didn't. And you did not. Yeah.
The opposite of what you're saying before about
it's like the isser that like is like leaves in its wake. Like lo yivah is the isser that you know, like you didn't address the zika through yibum. So like lo yivna is like an isser that exists.
It sounds like it's about her.
What do you mean?
Yeah, she didn't have her zika addressed. You did yibum.
Yeah. Right.
So is that's like the opposite of what you're saying before about.
That whenever the brothers don't do yibum to one of the to one of the wives, so that creates like an isser lo yivna in its wake. So that's true, you know, for sure, for the brothers, to the tsaros when chalitza was done or when yivam was done, and that's also true for the yavam even when he did yivam to the tsaros, because he didn't do yivam to them.
Even though it's about the
bai. Even though he did yivam, no, it's about the point. The way they understand it is that whenever you don't do yivam to one of the wives, you didn't address the zika through with yivam. To that particular wife, it leaves an isser of lo yivne.
I was just clarifying that before, the other way you're describing it with two chalitzas in the bath, that it's not about.
Yeah, it's not that. Yeah, it's not. I suppose, yeah. It's like the Rami line, like kol sheniftar mitoras zika, but it's really with the only people who like are inoculated from this isser is the yavam liyavama. The yavam did yivam to the yavama. But like everyone else, like being the Yavam to the Tzaros, the Achin, to all of them, is below Yivne. Because like they just didn't do Yibum with them. Yeah. And they obviously don't consider, like this is in contradistinction to like what I suggested you have to say for the Ramban, they don't consider what the Yavam did to the Yavama as being related in any way whatsoever to the Achin or the Tzaros. Like they didn't do Yibum. They didn't do it at all, only the Yavam. You know, like, and the Yavama, it sounds like, you know, they don't have such a...
Remember, it's only if you choose later on to revisit it. So then the question is, well, you had that option to begin with.
Well, you didn't, because you couldn't. You were potter. The point is, one brother did it.
Right.
And so you can't. You would love to do even to the Tsar.
That brother could have done that.
No, you couldn't. But that's what the interesting thing is. It sounds like it's not really a knas at all you didn't have a choice. Like, only one woman could have done Yibam to.
Right. But you could have been that person.
Meaning, instead of the brother doing it, you could have.
No, but then what about the Tzaros? You couldn't have done it to the Tzaros. So why are you, still asura to the, why the Tzaros? You're saying, that's what I'm saying. It's like because you didn't address them. So like that leaves like an isser of lo yivne,
right?
Right.
I'm just saying it's not.
But like if you took a very strong perspective on shlichus, like you might say they all did it, they all addressed it. No.
That you're saying that, so then you shouldn't be revisiting or trying to have a relationship with another one of them. That itself undermines the recognition of.
Okay.
Of that shlichus.
Uh-huh. Interesting. So there's this very interesting Rashba that I just think really brings this out. The Rashba's...
Meaning you're portraying that the... I don't want to take too much time, but you're portraying it as this lav out there, and now, when you follow through with it, so then you're implementing it, which could be true, technically. I think more likely, the point is, no one did anything wrong, because this is just what Yibum is supposed to be, right? And therefore, it's only something
wrong. I understand what you're saying, right.
You know, it's only something
that's
wrong
very interesting.
When you then later, whether it's one of the brothers, and it's hard to explain, but
okay.
Try
I understand.
One of the brothers then went with the Tsaros and whatever, but until then, there's an Isser meaning, because if you were to do that, you would be casting aspersions on the way that this Yibum was implemented.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you say Hutra, the idea that the Yibum, and maybe especially if you say Hutra, the idea that like the way that you accomplish the Yibum you know, is a highly sensitive, you know, that it's all under a magnifying glass and so on and so on, is still true. So the idea of, you know, then there being these other relationships that come up, you know, later, in a way, all compromise,
right?
You know, the exclusive way, you know, I wouldn't say it's not abishol, but it's like a you know, kind of sort of thing.
Right.
So it's not so much like, oh, you know, you ignored these other people, because there's no lechatchila, no way to...
It's like when you decide to come back to it.
But the point is that if now you're to pursue those other people, that would be allowed, because
right.
Then you're, you know, you're opening up a whole, you know, you're basically trying to accomplish an alternative to Yibum, which is a slap in the face,
right.
to the way that it was implemented, which you know, undermines it. And the lawyer, you know, and that's even what the psukim mean a little bit, which are, you know, the, you know, you're bona achas, but you're not, you know, bona harbe, meaning by trying to be bona harbe, you're, you know, even assuming it's not eshasach anymore, but it's not completely unrelated to it, you're kind of challenging, you know, the way that you were the bona achas.
Right. So, yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay.
So otherwise, you have to say this, you know, this idea.
I think it sours. I think the idea is that, like, the Zika could sour. Like, you had this kesher, it was strained because it wasn't addressed. And so in the wake of that, you have, like, this very, like, strained relationship with the tzaros.
Right, but I'm saying
even if it's own fault, just the reality.
No, that's true even what I'm saying as right. well. I'm just saying, but it's not, you know, there's no... I don't think it takes away from the... We got into this because I didn't think that it... compromise the idea that there's a shlichus
right.
in some respect. I don't mean shlichus
right.
but and so you know the fact that there was multiple brothers and multiple partners, you know, all who had zikas that never, you know, were realized, and you want to call that still out there or soured or whatever, that might still be true, you know, but you know that doesn't
right. It's only a problem when you come back to it,
yeah.
right?
That's what I'm
right. saying. So there's this like just very interesting window, like the Rashba like really takes this, you know, likes his approach. It really originates in Rabbeinu Tam, and he has this very interesting question that I think you could only ask if like you have this take this position on the Isser of Lo Yivne. That again, like it's like whenever you're anyone who is Nifka from. Niftar from Torah Zika. So Rashba says, what happens in a case where you have a case where you know there's Nefilu Le'ibum and then you marry Achos Zikukaso. So the din that's Hutra Vinasra, and if the guy's wife dies, the Achos Zikukaso who he's married to dies. So then you could, you know, Hutra Vinasra, Achachotra, you can do the Ibum. So Rashba says, okay, you know, you could do the Yibum, but why shouldn't there be an Isser of Lo Yivne? Rashba asked that question on Memal. Because when you married Achos Zikukaso, you kind of like pushed aside the opportunity to do Yibum to the Yivama. So even after, you know, your wife dies and you could do Yibum, so you could do Yibum, there's no Eish Ach, but maybe there's Lo Yivne. It's a Rashba's question. So what I would have answered, or what someone, you know, the Ramban may have answered, is no. You only have the Isser of Lo Yivne when you do Chalitza, a Maisa Chalitza, you know, to the Yivama, to the Isha. But not when you're just pote yourself, like from the Zika, from the opportunity and ability to the Yivam. But the Rashba doesn't even give that answer. The Rashba ends up answering, I would read in Sevi at the time, Rashba says, no, only when you do it biyadayim, dechiyah biyadayim, you know, is that going to be, you know, the iser of Lo Yivne in this perspective. And since all you did was marry, you know, Achos Zikukaso, that's not a maisi biyadayim. You got married. And the memela, you weren't able to do Yibum. Chalitza, in other words, and Yibum, for the Rashba, are just ways of biyadayim being doche the Zika. But it's not, there's no yichus per se, this is my whole point, to having the choice to do Yivam or Chalitza in the Isser of Lo Yivne, according to this perspective. It's just absolving yourself from the Yibum relating to the Zika with Yibam. That's the Rashba. I just think it just really highlights, you know, this this perspective very nicely. Obviously, according to this perspective, they're both Balav, and they're both, the Surim are basically, you know, ultimately the same thing, Mamish the same thing. And that's how you'd understand, you know, this Isser of Lo Yivne, Hein Letzaras Yivama, and Lechalutza. Which is like a generally speaking, a third/fourth perspective. So I'm gonna wrap up. I'm gonna skip the Torah. The Torah has some very interesting things to say. But anyway, I think the way where I was gonna use the Torah was just to explain Shitas Rambam. So if you'll indulge me for just a few more minutes, I would appreciate it. So the Rambam has a very unique perspective on all of this, and really with this we'll close. Yeah. Good. So the Rambam in Halacha Yabez in Perek Aleph basically says, I'll read it in the high towards the end. Yeah. So the Rambam in source number 54. So if you open up Hilchos Yibam v'Chalitza, you know, you have the mitzvahs asay l'yabim, and the mitzvahs los asay, the mitzvahs asay l'achlots, and then the los asay of Yivam l'shut. Rambam doesn't mention, already just notably, he doesn't mention, you know, the Isser from Yudim Beis, the Isser from Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Chalutza, Tzaras Yivama, not there. Then you read, you continue, in Halacha Yud Beis, source number 55, Rambam writes, Hakones es Yivimto, Ne'esru, Tzaraseha, Alav v'al shar ha'achin, passing like Rabbi Yochanan, Vim bahu echad me'achin, al tzarasa hareze over ve'asei, shenemar yivama yavo alea, lo alea, ve'al tzarasa, v'alav haba miklal asei asei. So already three things to note initially. One, the Rambam flipped the order of the Gemara. I just think that's interesting. Gemara starts it out as a machlokas riv v'ishlokash about lo yivne. And then the Gemara transitions. It's a separate machlokes about Tzaras Yivama, and then the Gemara connects that to Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. But the Rambam flips the order. Number two, he quotes his own Makar, which is very important. Not Rashi. Again, the Gemara doesn't quote a Makar, but he doesn't quote the Makar of Rashi, but instead quotes Yivama Yavo Aleha Lo Aleha Ve'al Tzarasa. And this bothered, this troubled, you know, many. The Nosei Kalim, already the Ramban. This bothered them. They don't understand why the Rambam brought this mucker, and if it was the mucker, then the Gemara should have said so. Yeah. Many point out, just to quickly deal with that issue, that the Rambam, you know, already used, you know, Bayis Echad Ubone, Be'ino Bone Shnei Batim, in Halacha Tes for the Ptur, which a lot of the Rishonim think would be a problem for Rashi, and moreover, the questions that they raise on him, how could you use Aleha, Velo Aleha, Ve'al Chaverta, because we learn the Isser Erva from Aleha, so what does the Rambam do with that? So they point out, I think it's very fairly like obvious, that the Rambam in the Arach HaZaka doesn't learn Arayos from the word Aleha, but from Ulekacha Lo Lishan. Perishim Shnayas he does, but not in the Arach HaZaka. So there's no problem in terms of him using this Makar, but in terms of why he made the choice, you know, he has the essay, and then he thinks that there's this new essay. So what exactly is that? And then point number three, just important to note. So for the Rambam, it's in Isserbiya. The Gemara says in Isserbiya, but as I've been saying from the very beginning, it's the most problematic for the Rambam, who generally holds Kiddush Shubah. I don't know. I'm saying this. I'm acknowledging this right now. I don't know the difference between Chai Ve'asei and Chai Ve'lavin for the Rambam. This is obviously Chai Ve'asei. I don't know what his Shita is, if there is a pattern of Kidesh Uba'al, but if Chai Ve'asei do work like Chai Ve'lavin, which certainly is what the Or Sameach is assuming over here, then it's curious that the Rambam decides, you know, to stick with the Gemara and say that the Isser is Bia. Oh. To me, the choice already to start with the Tzaras Yivama is a way of maybe the Rambam saying, like, these two sugyas, or the beginning of the sugya and the end of the sugya, are very connected. And, then the Rambam actually writes the very next word from where we left off, v'chein Rambam writes, you know, if things weren't complicated already, then it only gets more complicated. V'chein, he connects hacholetz li'avimto, so nesra hachalutza hi v'chol tzaroseha al hacholetz. V'yal, shara achen v'kulon asuros alehen midivrei sofrim kishniyos. So one, notably that it's not min ha-Torah, like a typical de'araisa, but midivrei sofrim, probably midrabanan, but, you know, midivrei sofrim in the Rambam, not a usual derabanan. Sometimes it's even derisa, but here it's kishnios. He didn't need to add kishnios. He could have just said midivrei sofrim. He knows how to do that. He does that all the time, and he doubles down on kishnios at the end of the halacha when he, for some reason, gratuitously tells you there's tfisas kiddushin, even though what we're dealing with is a derabanan. Although I think that he might be doing that because another ha'ara over here is that the Rambam has a very important formulation about hutra. Rambam is just, at minimum, just trying to tell you that what we're dealing with here in the aftermath of chalitza is not an Isra Eshazach. You might have thought, dafka by chalitza. After you do chalitza, maybe there is an Isra Eshazach. After Yibu, maybe not. But after chalitza, maybe there is. So the Rambam told you, no, mishas nefila, let's assume there is no Isra Eshazach. So at minimum, he's telling you, lefikach tosin ban kiddushin, kishnios. Now, that part I just mentioned is mostly not for now. But still, why mention Midivrei Sofrim and especially the additional Kishniyos? Not to mention, you know, the question everyone asks on the Rambam, you know, this sounds like it's an Issa D'Rabbanan, but isn't it in the Gemara? Clearly a Lav, you know, all the time we see Tzchaive Lavin, Ein Tovsim Ben Kiddushin Lo Yivneh. The Rambam has none of that, and he doesn't quote Lo Yivneh in the slightest. To the point that the Rambam connects these two, I just think it's a very important phenomenon to mention, even though the time's late, is you have like these, like the Tor and Rav Avraham and Ahar kind of took the connection between the Aseh and the Derabanan, the Divrei Sofrim, in opposite directions. In other words, the Tor says that both the Tzaras Yivama is in Aseh and Chalitza is in Aseh, which is very curious. We haven't seen that yet. We've seen Rabbeinu Tam say that Tzaras Yivama is alav, even though the Gemara says Aseh. But the Torah actually says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, and it's very troubling. The Nosachim I'll ask on this. The Torah, you know, writes that Chalutza is in Aseh, and they're very troubled by it. Where is he getting it from? He doesn't quote a Makar. What exactly is that? There in other Rishonim, there's also an Aseh. You know, in the printed Ravan, it seems like there's an Aseh in Rabbeinu Yerucham as well for Chalutza. What exactly is that? So, and where did the Torah get it from? So, my sense is that it's from, he got it really from the Rambam, as he's wont to do. And it's very parallel for him, the Tzaras Chalutza, the Chalutza and Tzaras Yivama, the Aseh, Tosim and Kiddushin, if you look at it. So the Mishnah Melech thinks that the Torah got it from the Rambam, he actually says that, but that he read the Rambam wrong. And really, the Tzaras Yivama is an Aseh, but it's only the Rei Sofrim, not an Aseh, for Chalutza. Rav Roman Ahar thinks the whole thing is the Rabbanan. He thinks not only is Chalutza Midi Rabbanan, but also Tzaras Yivama. And like the Rambam just wasn't enamored by the Psukim, like in Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, like we don't really have a good mucker for this Aseh, so the whole thing is the Rabbanan. In short, the Torah read the Rambam, you know, Midi Reisha Nishma L'Seifa, and the Rav Roman Ahar said from the Seifa you can learn to the Reisha. But what they're both highlighting, you know, linguistically, I can understand it a little bit. But what they're highlighting is that they think, for the Rambam, these two things should be understood together. I just don't think that at the end of the day, they're both the same level of Isser or the same kind of Isser. They're not both the Aseh's Min HaTorah, and they're also not both Midrabanim. So what exactly is going on in the Rambam? The Rambam's approach to this Aseh, we should note, in general, is very unusual and very distinctive. In the very end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam, in the midst of identifying all the Chayvei Krisos, Shnios, Chayvei Lavin, the very last halacha in Perek Aleph is about Chayvei Aseh, and notably missing from that list is Tzaras Yivama. If you look in source number 58, that's exactly what you'll find. He talks about Mitzri, and Edomi, Dorishon, Vidor Sheni, and Besula, Beula, Lekohen Gadol, and all the Rishonim, the other Nosei Kelim, like wonder where did Tzaras Yivama go, which is clearly an Aseh, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ibum Pechalitza. So the Mishnah Malach says, I was really bothered by this, and then I noticed that the Lecha Mishnah was also, and then if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, he says, I was really bothered by this, and if you look at the Magen Mishnah, like he also addresses it, it's a beautiful, like, you know, Shalsheles, you know, Hamasora. And that Magen Mishnah goes all the way back, you know, to, or later, to Perek Dalid, Halacha Yadalid, where the Rambam is talking about the issue of Tfisas Kiddushin, right, remember what I mentioned before, and source number 56 writes, HaMekadesh Achas Min HaShniyos, Ome Yisuri Lavin, Ome Yisuri Yasei, V'chein Hayavam, Shekidesh Tzaras Yavama, Harizo Mekudesh As Kiddushin Gemurin. Why is Yavam, V'tzaras Yavama, left, like, separate, number one, and also just not part of, number two, not part of Yisuri Yasei? That is the Magen Mishnah's question. The Chochmei Lunil had a girsa that wasn't Tzaras Yavama, but Tzaras Erva. So they asked the Rambam, like, Tzaras Erva? Tzaras Erva, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. Tzaras Erva is an Erva. How could there be Tfisas Kiddushin? The Rambam said, no, you know, the Taos is not Alecha, Alechem, Velo Alai, it was the Sofer, made a mistake. It's really Tzaras Yavama. I'm not going to try to justify the Sofer here, but, you know, Tzaras Yavama, what's Tzaras Yavama doing here separate? What is Tzaras Yavama? You know, by now telling us what you're talking about Tzaras Yavama, like, you know, who talks about Tzaras Yavama? So, you know, Tzaras Erva, you know, maybe, you know, you can understand maybe why it's there, but, you know, but that would be a big problem. So why is Tzaras Yavama separate from the Yisurei Aseh? So the Magen Mishnah answers in source number 57 is because he leaves it out from the Yisurei Aseh, because why? Because the Aseh of Tzaras Yavama is not counted as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. It's not an Aseh in Taryag. Unlike Mitzri, Edomi, and Be'ula, it's not a separate counted in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And therefore, because of that, the Rambam, Levishena Nimnes, Mitzvim, Yechedos, Kemo, Acheros, Ulazeh, Hutzrach, Labenu, Lifrot, Osa, Bekan. But like, the question still remains, which is, why didn't the Rambam count it as like a separate mitzvah and sefer mitzvahs? It's fine. So it's not counted separately, so it's not part of the Yisuri Aseh. Or you wouldn't know that. But why not? Like, why isn't it one of the Yisuri Aseh? Why isn't it counted separately in sefer HaMitzvos? Oh. Good. And the Lecha Mishnah is equally troubled by this, by the Rambam's kind of treating Tzaras Yavama separately from the Yisurei, the Chayvei Aseh. The Lecha Mishnah makes a suggestion, at least in terms of why the Rambam didn't count it separately in Sefer Mitzvos, and he says it's because, for the Rambam, it's included in the Aseh to do Yivam. Mitzvah Yivama Yavo Alea, do Yivam. So the Isser Tzaras Yavama is Bechlal, is like a sniff, is subsumed under the Aseh to do Yivam. Obviously, we can understand that from like a, you know, like an exegetical point of view. Rambam, you know, he's quoting by the, only the Rambam, not Rashi. Yivamo yavo aleh is the mucker for the Isser Aseh of Tzaras Yavama. So we totally understand that. But I think, like, you could also understand it in a broader way that also may explain why the Rambam, you know, over here doesn't talk about it together with the other Chayve Aseh. Not only because it wasn't counted, but for the same reason it wasn't counted separately, it's also not of the same ilk as these other Yisurei Aseh. Yivamo yavo aleha, I think what the Rambam is trying to teach you is that we're trying to, that Yibum, the mitzvah, the mice of Yibum, the mitzvah of Yibum, has to be a protected institution, a protected status. Lo al Yivam, lo al aleha ve'al chaverta, you know, the problem is, you know, like taking away from the Yibum that you're doing, what's so special about the opportunity to do Yibum? The Rishonim, who are troubled by the Rambam's Makar, compare it to drushas we make elsewhere in Shas, like lo aleha ve'al chaverta, like by paraduma. So you're not supposed to shech like two paradumas together. You can shech the paraduma in chulin or some other animal, but not two paradumas together. The idea is that, you know, if you do it like the idea of maybe doing Yivam to the Tzara takes away the specialness, what's distinctive, what's unique about doing Yivam in the first place. Mina Macher velo shalom mina ena Macher. That Yivam has to be understood as very special. If you could just do it again, you just make a second attempt. So, you know, you're taking away, you know, like you're undermining what's so special about it. Hiknu lo min ha-shamayim, the heteri shesach. So there's a need to kind of give Yibum this, like, protected status, this special, you know, and singular ability of Yibum. And that is really what's going on here. The Rashbats, when he's talking about this asay, compares it to the Isra asay to eat sli mi bojom. Not to eat the Karban Pesach before, you know, Lila. Very interesting comparison for the Ramban. You know, he says, not only are you not Yotze, the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, but you've also violated an Aseh. Like, sometimes you have these Aseh's where we don't want you to undertake, you know, the Maisa that will be used as a mitzvah, because it takes away a little bit and dilutes, like, what's so unique about the mitzvah. Karban Pesach is supposed to be eaten in Ba'erev. That's when its time is. That's when it has, like, all the different elements, you know, that make it, you know, what it is. And doing it earlier may take away a little bit, you know, from the experience later. So it's possible that, like, doing Yivam a second time for the Rambam, you know, it's like it takes away from the mitzvah asay of Yivam. It's not just the iser asay of Yivamo Yavo Aleha, but it goes to the heart of the mitzvah asay of Yivam, Aleph in the Koteret, you know, and the mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvos. I think that's what, you know, the Rambam really has in mind. And is why for the Rambam, it's not only not counted separately because it's subsumed under the mitzvah of Yibum, but also why it's not on the list of other Chayv Aseh. It's not a regular Isur Aseh. Not an Aseh to eat. It's a din in Yibum. It's a special din to make sure, to prop up, to make sure that, you know, Yibum remains, you know, special and, you know, and distinct. Yeah, so I thought that, ironically, what you get for the Rambam is that, you know, like, Saras Yivama is a bigger Isser than, like, post-Chalitza, which is, like, the opposite of the Ramban, or, like, maybe Lo Yivne. Like, how could you go move up past the Lo Yivne? Rambam says, yeah, I thought that maybe the idea is, like, if you don't do Chalitza, if you don't do Yivam, I'm sorry, so then you don't have this concern, like, of undermining the mitzvah of Yivam in the same way, but that maybe, this is what I was thinking, and I'm not 100% sure. But because I'm just convinced that since the Rambam doesn't mention Lo Yivne or anything else, that the Medivrei Sofrim is really Medivrei Sofrim of the Aseh. The way I understood it is that it's just like it can't be the same as Saras Yivama because you didn't do Yivam, but it is also about you know, keeping like Yivam, you know, like as a very protected and unique type of institution. The Megillas Esther, when he is defending the Rambam from the Ramban on Sefer HaMitzvos, and this is what I'm ending with, says, why didn't the Rambam count Lo Yivne? So you could have just said, because Lo Yivne for the Rambam is Derabanan. But what the Megillas Esther says, he says, like, it actually might be part of the Mitzvah Zaseh, you know, he says, of Chalitza, maybe? Like Lachlotz, or of Yivam. And I think that there's something very appealing to that. And remember, the Torah thought that both were aseis for the Rambam. So I think you can have that, like that general idea that these are all, it's the asay to do Yibum, but because you didn't actually do Yibum, you just did Chalitza, the idea of like having Bia with one of the Tzaros is just not going to cut, you know, in the same way, you know, and undermine, you know, the mitzvah asay of Yibum. All I'll just add is that, you know, Midivrei Sofrim, Kishnios, if you understand the Rambam about Midivrei Sofrim and about Shnios earlier in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, so I just think it does end up tending closer towards, like, you know, even if it's Dirabanan and there's no Makar, it ends up being this this idea of, like, you know, what's so special about the mitzvah of Yibum and that these Yisurim end up coming to prop up, like, what Yibum is all about. And from that perspective, you know, certainly, you know, the title, like, of Yisurei Yavin, and seeing how this relates in a bigger way, like, to what Yibam is all about, and the fact that the Gemara kind of discusses them, b'pe'echad, and Yudam Abiz, and Yudam Aleph, is certainly more than justified. Thank you so much for your time.